OBGYN, it'd make you gay.
For every Marge shot you would see, you would also see every Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but what about Jennifer with a yeast infection?
You say to her, she might have a little yeast, even if she doesn't. You know why? You get her back the next week. You get Courtney Cox in there, you know what you say?
Uh-oh.
I think I might feel a lump.
Oh, God!
That's what you say. You
give her a Geronimo, evil OBGYN.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
They are not real radio personalities.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
All the humanity, all the fans.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right. Let me just get by some studio problems. Shocking, we'd have studio problems. Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochbeig.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Going to the Bowl and all the ships at sea. Hey, they go together like Bradshaw and Jurgensen. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening, everybody. New episode after a day off. Yesterday, it's Tuesday. September 19th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. Timmy Obibine, incidentally, the Nigerian nightmare from our last episode, informs me...
Timmy Glick.
He had never eaten a marshmallow in his life.
Really?
Wow. Which is why when he was here for my birthday show Friday, receiving the nude...
Right.
When they put the marshmallow in his mouth, he said...
He was sore afraid.
Never had one in his life, and he was afraid to admit the fact that he'd never eaten a marshmallow.
I guess that's understandable. It's just amazing. I mean, he's been in this country for a long time, haven't
they? Don't they have marshmallows in Nigeria?
I think we'll have to get him in here and ask him sometime as to whether they do indeed have marshmallows in Nigeria.
So listen, hello, I don't know where to begin here. I could tell you about my birthday weekend. I got some good stuff to tell you about.
Did you have a pleasant birthday weekend?
I did, and I've got lots of family stuff to tell you about, or I could tell you about all the famous people I met last night at Monday Night Football, and what it was like with Dennis Miller up there, or I could simply start the show by saying the Redskins can suck my ass.
Oh!
Okay?
My God.
Your Washington Redskins can suck my ass.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Just suck it.
Sit down, Danny.
Danny. Right.
Danny.
That's why I am rooting for the number one team in the NFC East, the New York Football Giants.
You the man.
That's right. You know why, Mike?
My Giants. Thanks for joining me.
I'm a winner.
Right.
And I must surround myself.
Stick with a winner.
With winners.
Right.
I can't be associated with a loser.
Uh-uh. But, Don, you do the pregame show for the Washington Redskins.
That's a side job.
On the WJFK Washington Redskins radio network.
But here in my real life, I can't be associated with a loser. Why, for goodness sake, I'm the only undefeated team in fantasy football.
You are slaying the dragon. And
I won the money again.
Wow. And you know who we played this week?
I played Mike.
And I put up an incredible defense.
97-10.
97 points.
Ouch.
And guess who my fantasy quarterback is?
Who?
Brad Johnson.
Oh,
thank you, Brad. Brad, 5 yard pass Johnson.
And I won all the picks this week.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you just can't play the lotto today.
I can't associate myself with losers. I can't do it. The show is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Giants are winners.
Yes, they are.
I got to support the Giants.
I'll tell you, I would have thought that my presence at the game last night would have meant that the Redskins would have stepped it up a little bit.
Remember the Friday's episode, I hate to be Nostradamus.
Yeah, Nostradamus.
But I did it.
Nostradamus.
I told you. On Friday,
I picked
the Redskins to lose this game because they suck my ass.
You know, we talked on the phone this morning, and I'm so out of it in fantasy football that I congratulated Don on his winning the pot again this week and not realizing that he had played me. And then I get on the computer and I take a look at it before I deleted everything about our fantasy football, and I see that you've got your, 94 points?
Yes, 97 points.
97 points to my 10.
Yeah.
10 points!
I've already made back all the money I paid to join this league already.
Excellent. And you're looking at the possibility of an undefeated season.
Yes, I'm going to go 16-0 this year.
Amazing.
Thank God for Kurt Warner. Thank God.
You know, that little deal at the beginning of the year, that wheeling and dealing that took place at the beginning of the year.
Well, I loaded up my whole team with St. Louis and Denver guys. That's all I have. If there's a giant plane crash,
that's JB's quarterback, isn't it? I mean, that should have been JB's quarterback.
It was.
Well, what was he thinking?
I didn't ask for it.
No, you didn't. He wanted to get rid of him.
He offered Kurt Warner to Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Bart traded him Kurt Warner for a first-round draft pick, and then Bart said to me, "Do you want Kurt Warner for Edger and James?" And I said, "Done and done. Beautiful."
Oh.
And then I got all these other Ram guys on my team. So listen, anyway, I can't be associated with losers.
Right.
I just can't.
So you're now a fan of the New York Football Giants.
I'm a winner. And they're winners, Mike.
Well, I know that. Hey, you know that.
They are 3-0, baby. Wow.
Thunder and Lightning. Ron Dane, Tiki Barber, Kerry Collins. Fantastic. The New York Football Giants.
They are.
And I love calling them that. The New York Football Giants, which you don't have to call them anymore. But, I've been rooting for the Giants since my father had me sit in front of the TV and watch the games when they were, playing in Yankee Stadium.
And frankly, for those of you listening to us in Manhattan, don't think it's any big deal, because if Philly was 3-0 at this point, I would be behind Philly. If Dallas was 3-0, I'd be behind Dallas.
You're
I just
winner.
Know that. You hear this today? This is the sound of a voice, not from doing the pregame show yesterday, but a voice that was screaming last night in the stands at the ineptitude of your Washington Redskins.
I have a question about the Washington Redskins that I'll ask you. That outside, I noticed that they have little tents, and we have a tent for the radio station.
Oh, right, the hospitality tents.
And, the people tailgate, and, the vast majority of people come into the game, what, about 10 minutes before the game's going to start, 20 minutes before the game's going to start, something like that?
Oh, a lot of people arrive, I got to the stadium yesterday.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm saying walk into the stadium.
You're right.
Then why? And this is because I've never had to go to the bathroom worse in my life. Why are there two porta potties on either side of the stadium?
And
that's Danny. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that a change? Because I never have remembered the lines being that long for facilities.
Mike, I don't know, because I get to go to the bathroom on the owner's level in the club suite.
Okay.
So I really don't know what you commoners have to do outside. What is it you say you have to go into some type of a plastic cavernous box to urinate?
All I know is that I went to the game with some of my mates last night. We were cruising along, about 6-7 guys in a big Chevy Suburban. And it takes a little time, as you know, to get to the ball yard.
Right.
And once we got there, we on the way, we probably shouldn't say this, but we'd had a couple of Diet Cokes on the way over to the game. Uh-huh. And and once we got there, it was go time as far as the bladder was concerned. And then I went over to the WJFK hospitality tent, where I realized the hospitality is extended to, what, the entire population of Washington?
Yeah, you know, it's supposed to be...
I mean, it's supposed to be exclusive, isn't it?
It's supposed to be exclusive, but the problem is, and I'm the biggest problem as anybody, in that I tell virtually anybody who knows me,
right,
hey, if you want to eat or drink for free,
Tammy could not be nicer.
Go to the JFK tent. Just ask for Tammy.
Right. I called Tammy yesterday, and I said, I'm bringing some friends, and she said, no problem. Thanks for asking, because... we get there, and it was just, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe, first of all, how many people were in the tent, and secondly, how many people were waiting in line.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine.
Because you're up on the...
Yes, I walk into a bathroom that's surrounded with cherry wood.
Wow.
Very nice appointment. And there are individual flat-screen televisions in front of each urinal.
Wow.
So you may watch the game as you urinate.
Oh, well, I tell you, what I was looking at in that, when I got into that plastic room, was not a flat-screen television.
Oh, sure.
That is for sure. But it was, anyway, it was an interesting experience, an experience you enjoy every week. And I haven't done it, once in 2 years, so it was fun.
But listen, that team, they blow. They just blow. They blow. You hear me? You guys blow. I hope you're all listening on your way to the stadium today or the practice field or whatever you do. And if you have a day off, shame on you. You should go in and work harder today.
What if they snap off like 4 or 5 in a row?
Not a chance. Not a chance. You check out the schedule. Giants this week.
Tampa Bay.
Then Tampa Bay. Then St. Louis. Jacksonville. Tennessee. Philly. Not a chance. Very good chance the Washington Redskins this year could go 1-15.
Now, here's what I don't get.
I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just saying there's a very good chance the Redskins could go 1-15 this year.
This is the team that improved themselves more than any other team in the offseason.
Right?
Well, I mean, are they not?
Listen,
what happened to
money
them?
Money doesn't go as far as it used to.
Apparently not.
I had a beautiful joke last night on the Redskins pregame show. I said, the Redskins are my Fortune 500 team.
Really?
Because their payroll is a fortune, and they're playing 500 football. Now I can't even use that joke today, because now they're beneath 500.
No, there is no joke for that circumstance.
They just suck. And the people around me who normally, when we go to the games, a lot of times the people who sit in our section, they have a few beverages.
Right.
And, inevitably, even if the team is winning, they start screaming stuff like, F Norv and F Brad Johnson and F Snyder and you guys blow. Well, and normally it's almost like a movie theater. And I go through this with Frieda all the time where I turn around and look at him. She says to me, you can't say anything to these people.
They're not allowed to yell.
They're not in a movie theater. They paid to come to a game and scream their heads off.
Right.
Last night, I am sad to say that I have become what I have mocked in the past.
You were yelling at Danny and Norv and Brad Johnson.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Just pissed.
Yeah, everybody. There were a lot of angry people I saw. A lot of negative energy at the stadium last night.
And
I don't know. I don't think I want to go again.
And I don't know. Okay, let me tell you what happened here with the story with the football game.
Hey, did you like the skydivers, though?
Okay, I want to tell you about the skydivers, the Navy SEALs.
Oh, good. Okay, you have a skydiver story.
Yeah, well, first off,
I thought they were cool.
First off, they're goddamn lucky that they made it into the stadium. Did you notice that they had an area on the field, an area marked off,
yeah,
where they were supposed to land at?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there were, like, players walking around the field and stuff. More than one of those parachutists almost ran into a football player.
Yeah, because a few of them jumped, and then they had the players come out on the field. And then more of them jumped after the anthem, like, during and after the anthem.
And they light off all these fireworks, which means that you've got a gigantic cloud of smoke
obscuring, like, the landing area.
overhead the stadium.
God. I can't even imagine anything more terrifying than having to jump out of an airplane into a stadium.
Yeah.
Like, when you get into the stadium, did you see the guys that were, all three of them were attached to each other, and then they broke apart, like, at the top of the stadium?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was cool. If only they had put as much preparation into their game plan as they did into sending off fireworks, getting girls out there dancing, having guys parachute into the stadium.
I think the opening of the game is a little silly. Also, I wanted to pass that along to you. I think it's become very, very silly. It's silly. They haven't won the championship. There's no need for all that hoopla.
Well, that's the way it goes, boy. That's the way it's showbiz everywhere.
Yeah.
So these guys, these poor Navy SEAL guys who jumped out of this airplane or helicopter, whatever it is, God bless them.
I hope it wasn't a helicopter.
None of them hit the target that they had on the field. Right. And on more than one occasion, there was groups of players standing around like throwing the ball, and they almost flew right down onto the Flyers.
Did you see? Now, I didn't see any of the TV coverage, but apparently one of the guys had the helmet cam. Where he had a helmet cam on.
Oh, the guy who brought the game ball down, right?
So I guess they were showing that on ABC last night. I'm not sure if anybody watched the game on TV yet.
Were they, Buzz?
I didn't see it.
Or what were you watching, Allie?
I didn't catch the football game last night.
No, it's the movie, I guess.
All right, there's a shock. So, listen, let me tell you about the first exciting moment at the game last night.
You had a big night at the game last night.
Oh, we had a big pregame show last night. We come on the air at 7 o'clock last night, and it's Larry and me, and all of a sudden, as we're starting the show, in the door to the broadcast booth comes Matt Millen and Boomer Esiason.
All right.
Who called the game on radio. And you know this guy, Matt Millen. He's a famous football player. He's on Fox. And everybody knows, you know, the albino one, Boomer Esiason, who had just gotten fired from Monday Night Football because Al Michaels hated him. So it was an interesting dynamic because our radio booth is directly next to the Monday Night Football booth, and there's nothing between us. There's just a piece of glass.
Right.
Now, before we had started the pregame show, I spent a long time staring at Dennis Miller.
Staring at him.
Okay, Dennis Miller arrived at the stadium at about 5:30.
Just staring at him because he's so famous.
He came in. He had on a grungy T-shirt and a pair of sweatpants.
Right.
The first thing he does, he sits down on a stool, and he pulls up the legs on his sweatpants to his knees. Then he takes off his shoes and socks. So for a while, we were just watching him, wondering if he was going to take his shirt off at any point.
He's a quirky comic, Don.
Yeah, he is. He's
him. Yeah.
He's a kookula. So he was sitting there, and he was, I'll give this to him, oblivious to the fact that we were five or six of us staring at him as if he was an animal on display in the zoo.
Right.
Dennis Miller sat there with his old man Benjamin Franklin reading glasses on, with his sweatpants hiked up to his knees.
Is he reading something?
Going over his nose and picking his toes with a pencil. He had the pencil going through his big toe and the second to the big toe.
So he's like digging him.
I don't know if he was digging or if it was just
itching.
Somebody said more of a rhythm thing, that he was just, as he was reading, he was just, because he didn't have it pointed down, he had it going parallel to his foot.
So he's kind of having intercourse with his toes.
And he was almost like in a yoga position.
Right.
Because he was sitting like a praying mantis. He had his legs way up in the air.
How did he look? Outside of the outfit, how did he look healthy?
I had to give him a blood test.
Really?
Did not look well.
Didn't look well. He's kind of a peaked guy anyway. Isn't he a little pale?
He didn't look well. But I had a grand time just staring at him.
And he never returned your glance?
No, I'll tell you about it. We did have a meaningful half second. So then when I get done looking at him, the other guy, Dan Fouts, comes in. And now, you know, to the other extreme, Dan Fouts is wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in. He's the opposite of Dennis Miller. He's very gregarious. He's outgoing, saying hello to everybody. And, of course, we're just watching this through the glass. Well, then 5 minutes later, here comes the big kahuna. Here comes Al Michaels.
Do you believe in miracles?
With his hair plugs. And I'm pretty sure that I can tell you now, 100%, those are hair plugs.
Fake hair?
He comes in, he sits down, and they immediately turn off all the lights in the studio, in the broadcast booth. And then he turns on these little reading lamps. So now it's him and Dan Fouts and Dennis Miller sitting in a dark room, each of them just with their own little reading lamps.
This is great.
And they start running through some stuff. Obviously, like, they're turning around and they're getting the camera stuff right. And by this point, everybody that I work with, they're busy preparing the Redskins radio show.
Right.
I'm just sitting there.
Just staring.
And I'm just staring. And at one point, while they were doing the run-through, so you see the name on the bottom of the screen. It says, you know, Al Michaels. It says Dennis Miller. I'm staring, and I'm looking at Dennis Miller, and they got the camera on his face, and at the same time,
how much total time did you spend just staring at him?
Maybe 10 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating. Going back and forth between, like a retard, going, well, there he is right there, yet there he is on the TV. I was going back, because they had the monitor set up,
right?
And I was going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then I realized he's looking at me. And he looked at me, and he gave me a look like this. He went, a look that indicated...
Like, are you, you know, take a picture, it'll last longer?
Yes, you mook, I'm on television. I mean, it was unspoken. The look lasted maybe 2 seconds, but it was...
But it made you feel bad?
No.
Did it hurt your feelings?
Not at all. I got some love from Dennis Miller.
It was love? The look you showed me was not love. The look was... Yes, sir, I'm on the TV.
Well, you interpret it as you like. I interpret it as I like.
I was trying to...
No, you're right. No, he gave me a look that said, you know, what is this? Listen, dum-dum, you know, stop staring at me. I realize I'm on television.
I think it's good, though, that you turn that into love.
It's so wonderful. So then they get done with their run-through, and now it's coming up on 7 o'clock, and it's time for us to start the pregame show. And into the room come these two guys, Matt Millen and Boomer Esiason. Now, keep in mind that Al Michaels had Boomer Esiason fired from Monday Night Football.
Right.
That's the story, because Al Michaels hates Boomer Esiason.
They did not get along well.
These two guys have not spoken since Al Michaels had Boomer Esiason fired.
Right.
Boomer Esiason comes in like 30 seconds before we go on the air. He comes over. He says, hey, how you doing? He says, how are you? He asks, how's Mike? How's the show? Because, you know, he used to live around here.
Yeah, and he was a good friend of, well, I guess he was roommates with Jeff Atkinson, who's now the sports guy at Channel 9 here.
So he sits down, and then the next thing you know, Matt Millen sits down, and we start talking on the air. The pregame show goes on the air. We got our new fancy music going. It's four of us going back and forth. And all of a sudden, I get a tap on the shoulder from Matt Millen while Boomer Esiason was talking, and he nodded, like, look next door.
Uh-huh.
And I took a turn, I look at the ABC booth, and it's all of them. Dan Fouts, Dennis Miller, Al Michaels. They're all standing, just staring at what's going on next door, because apparently the fact that Boomer Esiason was within spinning distance...
Ooh.
Was like a big deal to them.
Oh, really?
So at that point, I said to Boomer Esiason, hey, are you aware what's going on next door? And he didn't want to talk about this. That's one thing he said before he went on the air. He said, I don't want to talk about Al. I said, no problem. But then, I violated that when we were on the air. I said, hey, do you realize what's going on next door? And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, well, Monday Night Football's right next door. And he said, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you didn't like that.
No, he didn't want to talk about it. It was a great moment, though.
That's very, very cool.
And
so they were looking, when they were looking over at you guys, did you get the impression that maybe usually when they're doing the radio Monday Night Football, they're further away from those guys?
They are miles away. As a matter of fact, the national radio booth is hidden in one of the bunkers of the stadium.
So they kind of might have said, hey, there's Boomer.
Yeah, right.
Right, and they all stood up to look at him. He's going to hit you, Al.
That was a funny... awkward moment.
Yeah, a little tense.
So then we get done with the opening segment, and we take the headphones off, and we start talking to Boomer Esiason, and then this guy Matt Millen passed along a story that I'm going to pass along to you.
Okay.
You know this guy Matt Millen? He won, like, I don't know how many Super Bowls, maybe 4 Super Bowls, something
absolutely
like that. You know, he calls the games on Fox. He's like the next John Madden.
He's really good.
Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting him quite a few times, and I'll tell you, with all the pricks that call the games and play in the games, he's really a very nice, down-to-earth guy.
Mm-hmm.
And to illustrate that point, yesterday at the game, because he was calling a game on radio,
he
was just like a homeless guy. He had on those genie pants.
You mean the guy weightlifter pants?
Yeah. He had on crappy, ratty tennis shoes, a torn, tattered sweatshirt, and a fishing cap. The first thing he did when he came into the studio was cut a big, juicy fart.
Did he really?
Okay, so this tells you what this guy's mindset is. He's not pretentious at all.
Right.
Well, it was passed back to me that when he was on the field before the game, the great Matt Millen walked by the boy owner of the Washington Redskins. And he said, hey, D, what's up? You know, much like Coach Knight. He just said, hey, D. I don't know if he said the what's up part. He said, hey, D. And Dan Snyder turned to him and said, I would appreciate it if you would refer to me as Mr. Snyder. And then Matt Millen said, okay, D, and kept going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
That is an amazing story.
Now, I tried to get him to go with that on the air,
right?
But he wouldn't. He said, I had a meeting with him before the game. I saw him on the field. Things are fine with Mr. Snyder. You know, and I said, like, hey, did you ever think it was going to turn into a Bobby Knight moment? You know, because that's very reminiscent of,
right.
You know, hey, Knight, what's up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing with, you know, Bobby Knight saying, respect your elders. And that's I said amazing. That on the air.
The elders, he's 12 years old, the owner of the Red Sox.
Then Matt Millen said, well, hey, I'm older than he is, and we mm-hmm. laughed. So that was, you know, that was kind of a nutty moment.
He's an insecure man, I believe.
Who is Matt Millen?
Mr. Schneider.
Matt Millen?
Well, I mean, I always thought the guys, the owners that are called Mr. because people just call him Mr., not because they tell people to do that.
I don't know. And again, that was a story that was relayed to me. I wasn't actually there to see that happen.
Pretty interesting, if it was true.
So then we get done with the first break. I know it was true.
No, I'm just saying it was relayed to you. I mean, you know, so I mean, that's interesting. I would like to be there.
I heard it from Matt Millen.
I guess that he has no reason to
no.
stretch that. I mean, if it was somebody observing it, it would be a different story. But he's the guy that said it.
Yeah. So they get done with that part of the show, and we go to commercial set, and I go out in the hallway, and the next person I see is Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs. Yes,
Joe
he was
Gibbs.
At the stadium last night.
The Gibster, because he's getting his name on the Walk of Fame there, the Ring of Fame. And I was just standing, waiting for my Diet Coke. You know, all of the people, incidentally, who work in this secluded, rich bitch area
mm-hmm.
where we broadcast from,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't be nicer.
Okay.
Since I yelled about him a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Each of these people, the guys at the door with the earpieces, the bartenders, the waitresses, they've all come up and said, listen, you know, hey, it's not us. We are, you know, we're doing our jobs. So now they all go out of their way to be very nice, and I wanted to throw them some love back.
Okay, good.
So I'm standing at the bar, and I'm waiting for my diet soda refill because we're playing commercials for about 3 minutes, and all of a sudden I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and there he is extending his hand. Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs.
All right. Joe Gibbs. I go, hi, coach. How you doing? And this is what's weird. I don't think he knew who I was. I think.
Did he think you were somebody else?
I think so, because he never said, hello, Don. He never said, how's the radio show going? Right. Haven't seen you for 10 years, even though we've only met him like twice.
Yeah, I mean, and there was one of those meetings, it wasn't even a meeting. He just looked at us, gave us a dirty look.
So I'm standing in
this. We used to do a bit where Joe Gibbs and Dan Reeves used to be in a hot tub together talking about how much they loved each other. And I don't think he liked it.
No. So I'm standing at the bar, and I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and I said, hi, Joe. How you doing? Shook hands. He said, and then everything he said was generic. How you doing? I said, I'm doing great. And you? Well, I couldn't be better. I said, how's the racing going? Going great. Going great. I said, okay, well.
Did you get the impression when you turned around that he perhaps had thought you were another person?
Absolutely.
That's too funny.
Absolutely. He had not a freaking idea who I was. But, you know, for a moment there, I felt important.
Right, right. But sure. Major celebrity sightings last night.
So I get done with him. I go back in. I do the next break. I come out of the broadcast booth again. And this time, I get bear hugged. Okay, there's no doubt that the next guy who I see definitely knows who I am. It's our friend Dexter K. Manley.
Dexter Manley.
Dexter Manley comes up, and I mean, he grabs me and actually lifts me up in the air.
Oh, he's a large man.
And he starts with this, how you doing?
Dexter used to be on our show. Right. He used to do a regular feature on our
show. All the time he was on our show. So.
Yeah.
So after he set me back down on the ground, and I started talking to him. Oh, here's tape of Dexter.
Hi, this is Dexter Manley, and I never listened to Don Geronimo, Michael Mara, and as for Maurice, I would never talk to Maurice. Keep your hands off of my buns.
So I hope he's doing well. Is he doing well?
Yeah, he's doing great now.
Good.
So he puts me back down, and he says, then after he realizes, you know, he puts me down, then he starts putting in his, what are you doing here? And I said, I broadcast the games. And he says, no, really? And I said, yeah, Dex, you should come in and do a break with us. Come in and do a break on the pregame show with us. So about 5 minutes later, he comes in the studio, and as he's sitting down, when he sits down and he realizes that it's Larry Michael that's sitting next to me,
right.
He leans over and he whispers to me, what happened to the other guy? And I said Mike is fine. I said Mike is fine. Mike is probably at home watching. I didn't know you were at the stadium.
Right, right.
I said, this is just a sideline I do. Mike and I still do the show. And then I said to him, we do it in the afternoon now. And he said, what do you call it? And
where is the other guy?
He says, what do you call it? I said, we call it the Don and Mike Show. And he said, you don't call it the afternoon zoo?
Oh, so he remembers it vividly.
Remember the morning zoo.
So it was wonderful seeing Dexter Manley again.
This is Dexter K. Manley.
Hello! And you got to picture Dex with braces.
He's got braces on.
He had braces. Not only have braces, he also had rubber bands.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
But,
what's he doing? Did you ask him what he was doing and what he was up to?
Yeah, but, it's like I asked him, but I wasn't listening, you know, because I was doing other stuff. He turned his life around. I mean,
good. I mean, he had some tough times, and I hope he's such a nice guy. He really,
he had those demons.
And he made that statement that he had been through all the bad stuff already. Hi, Carlos.
I wanted to tell you what he was doing. He said he's working as a paralegal.
Wow. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I don't know if you remember him saying it's good to be on the other side.
Interesting.
Wow.
I'd never guess that with him.
Right? Me either.
So did both of you get the impression that he has his S together now, that he's going to do a lot? That's good. Good.
Very much
that's
so.
A good story. I like that.
So it was great to see Dax and, Coach Joe Gibbs.
With his generic conversation with you, that's the funniest.
And then I saw Art Monk for a second, and I said hi to Art Monk, and he knew who I was, and he was actually talking with me until it became apparent that other people in the room were watching him talk to me.
Right.
And it was at that moment that I know something went off at Art Monk's head, and he said, oh, can't be seen talking to this guy. Immediately, he just said, nice seeing you. Turned around, walked away from me.
Really?
Wow. It was like we've been talking for 30 seconds,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just see him look around the room, just... Nice talking to you. Just walked right away.
Well.
So I saw him all last night. I got to watch Dennis Miller for a while. Very weird dude. Then they played the game. They sucked my ass. At halftime, I thought it was very interesting. I know this part wasn't on television. When they put Joe Gibbs into the Ring of Fame and the other guys, Dexter and Art Monk, when the owner of the Redskins came out, the Redskins fans... The best fans in the National Football League, 84,000 strong, God bless them, they booed his ass off.
Good.
Wow.
And then when his microphone cut out, they cheered.
Oh, God.
It was a weird moment.
It was strange. It was a very strange energy of the game. I was actually looking for you last night. I was planning on seeing you, and then, if you were down... On the level where your seats are, and I was just going to say, so I was going to just say, what's it like up there? Kind of neat, yeah. In that special area up there, is it nice up there? Then I was just going to stare at you like this. But I never. I actually did one quick walkthrough. I don't know how anybody could find anybody there last night. There were so many people at the game.
Oh, and the other football story from the weekend is what Terry Bradshaw said about Sonny Jurgensen on Fox on Sunday.
What did he say?
Did you hear this?
No, I didn't.
That. Terry Bradshaw starts screaming, why are we talking about the Redskins and the Cowboys? Because it's a 1-1 team against an 0-2 team. And then Terry Bradshaw said, Sonny Jurgensen told Dan Snyder to hire Jeff George to be his backup quarterback. That's a mistake because you never want to hire a player as good or equal to your starting quarterback to be your backup quarterback. If Sonny Jurgensen wants to be the general manager of the Redskins... Let him take the job and the responsibility that comes with it. So then Chris Collinsworth says, hey, you're absolutely right. He shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be hanging around with the owner and meddling. They come back to Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw says, and one more thing. What do Jeff George and Sonny Jurgensen have in common? Neither of them has ever won anything.
Oh, my God.
You know, those four hyenas all start laughing at each other.
They
play the music and they go to break. So... Last night when I had Sonny on the pregame show, that was the third question that we asked him.
Right.
It was, what do you think about the game tonight? What about the electricity? Hey, did you hear what Bradshaw said? And he said that he had not heard it, so he could not respond.
But you think he had heard it?
Because he had not heard it. No, I believe that he hadn't actually heard exactly what was said himself. I think it had been relayed to him about
a thousand
times.
Why the hostility from Terry Bradshaw?
I don't know.
Sonny does hold court out there. I mean, Sonny is kind of treated like a king when he's at Redskins games, and maybe that rubbed Terry the wrong way.
I don't know, but how would Terry Bradshaw know? I mean, he's doing the show from Hollywood.
Well, in years past when he's maybe been out there or something like that.
I don't know.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah. So lots of great stuff happening with the team's fabulous 1-2 start.
And then, on the screens in the stadium, a big shot of Jeff George late in the game. Did you see that when they just showed him?
Yeah.
His big head getting ready to come into the game. It's amazing. A lot of hostility there.
Well, bring him on. So say, bring him on. Norv, if you're listening, do it. Pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger right now?
Pull it right now.
Right now.
Sit down, Bradley. Put in Jeffrey. Although it's not going to matter.
Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
As you mark my words. This is a 1-15 football team, man.
If you were the general manager of the Washington Redskins, would you have said to Schneider to hire Jeff George? Would you have done it? Do you agree with Terry Bradshaw?
Probably. I probably would have. Jeff George is a good quarterback.
You agree with Sonny then?
Yeah.
And not Terry Bradshaw.
That's right, Mike.
Just wanted you to take a side there. I don't know why.
I would have been on a side against Sonny if it was something I felt strongly about, but Jeff George did well for me last year in our fantasy league. And I think if they put him in, he might do the same thing for the Redskins.
That's great.
They might have a chance. Maybe they'd win two or three games instead of just winning one game. I'm now boldly predicting they're going to do this year. They're going to be 1-15.
Wow. The city is in a state of shock.
I guess so.
Right. They suck. Go Giants.
Most expensive payroll in the NFL, is that right?
Go G-Men.
The Redskins?
Yes, they do, Buzz. They pay the most for their players.
Wow.
So now you're going to be siding with the fantastic New York Giants.
The New York Football Giants.
Go Giants.
They're my team. They are my team.
Let's see if I can get you a Thunder and Lightning t-shirt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, no. I'm calling from New York, and I just heard you guys talking about Jeff George. He's going to destroy that team. He's absolutely a cancer.
All right, well, thank you. Listen, go Giants.
Oh, I believe that as well, but...
That's what I want to say, go Giants.
How could he be listening to us right now if he's calling from New York?
I think we got people who call us, like, from Rochester and Buffalo.
Oh, Rochester, yes.
And say that they're in New York, and we thank New York City.
Ah, okay, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I think what it is Terry has a problem with Jeff George. I've heard him say other things in the past.
Well, then he should have said that Jeff George is an idiot. I mean, he virtually came on TV and said Sonny's an idiot.
Yeah, well, I think he's just bumping Sonny in there with Jeff.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
How come there are not more people like myself ready to immediately jump off the Redskins ship? Where are the loyal Redskins fans of the past who would bombard this show on the day after a Giant game that they botched?
Yes, that's true. You know, how about the lady that was sitting in front of me last night? The lady that turned around any time there was any defensive stand, any offensive rally, she would turn around and she would look at me and she'd try to get everybody in our section to stand up. And everybody on either side of me would stand up immediately and I would look at her with my head cocked to the right like, why are you doing that? Why are you? Just enjoy the game. Don't tell me to stand up. Don't be telling me. Don't be getting in my kitchen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I heard an interview with Al Michaels a little while ago. Now, he's claiming he did not have Boomer Esiason fired.
Right, of course. What else is he going to claim?
That was strictly a management deal.
Right, yeah, like Al Michaels doesn't decide who's going to work with him in there.
Hey, Boomer, can you come in here for a second? Listen, I don't like you. You're fired.
Right, what's he going to say? The guy's not going to come out publicly and say that he had Boomer Esiason fired.
Well, evidently Boomer was spreading those rumors.
Do you believe in pink slips?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Terry Bradshaw, remember last year when Terry made that comment, he had insider somewhere in the team saying that he brought those guys in about two-thirds of the season last year. They brought him in and talked to Schneider personally. And he said the same thing Sunday. He's got insider somewhere in the team that's giving him all this information.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Man, first you turn on the Democrats, now you're turning on the Redskins?
You're goddamn right. I support winners.
What is your frickin' loyalty?
I'm not loyal. Are you kidding me? I'm loyal to my wife. I'm loyal to my family. I'm loyal to Mike. I'm loyal to the show. That's it. I'm loyal to Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Sports loyalties are not relevant in your book.
Absolutely not, especially when, you know, I buy into all the crap that they're going to be the be-all, end-all this year.
You're bitter.
You know, it's not like they came out and said, hey, you know what? We might win 10 games this year. We got a shot at winning 10 games. No, they're coming out. They say we're going to go to the Super Bowl. No.
Well, they're going to eat me.
You want to put something down on the 1 in 15? Like maybe you'll shave another part of your body?
That's, oh, tough. That's a tough bet.
Hey, why don't you just eat me? Why don't you just eat me? I'll make you a bet that they don't go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know what? I'd have to agree with you on that one. I just don't think I'll bet the 1 in 15.
I'll make you a bet that they don't even make the playoffs.
I'd take you on that one.
I wouldn't touch you today with a bet,
no.
Relating to sports. You're on too much of a roll. Today.
Have you checked out their schedule?
It's heavy.
Giants, Tampa Bay, Philly, Tennessee, St. Louis, Jacksonville, Dallas again, Giants again.
I just can't give up on them, though.
Philly there.
I can't give up on them.
Why? It's easy to give up on.
So you really, do you really think, legitimately think, that there is a chance that they won't win another game this year?
Yeah, I think really, if you really want to pin me down, I think probably they go 4-12.
Okay.
But yes, there's a chance, if all rolls right, that they could go 1-15.
Wow.
If they all play down to their potential, they could go 1-15 this year.
That's tough.
I'm serious.
When you go out to the park after talking like this,
I'll let you know because I got
to
go out there tomorrow.
Are you
going
to get like, duct taped to a wall or something like that? Are they going to beat you up?
I got
to
go tomorrow. Well, I hope they can make the distinction, as I constantly point out to people, between this show
right,
and the Redskins show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Redskins show, you're kind of on your best behavior.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, this show is real, though. This is what you really think.
This is what I really think.
Mm-hmm.
They suck.
All I can say is I hope you're wrong, buddy.
And when you go out to Redskins Park, you walk downstairs into the locker room area, and there's just total silence. You can hear crickets, and all of a sudden the lights are turned off, and then you're grabbed from behind.
I hope I'm wrong also. But what's wrong with being a realist? What's wrong with saying, Jesus Christ, we've got a $100 million football team here, and we can't beat Dallas? We can't beat Dallas?
I just thought there was a little more burgundy and gold running through your veins, that's all.
Not now, Mike. Blue and red, baby.
Blue and red.
Giant blue.
Why eat tittle?
Giant's red.
All right.
Hello, hotline. Hello.
Sugar Bear.
Hi, honey.
I'm sorry to interrupt you when you're talking manly stuff.
Yes.
But I was wondering if I, you know, if you really have the courage of your convictions, can we make reservations somewhere at Christmas time?
Oh,
to go out of town?
See, here's the deal.
Mm.
Because I do the Redskins show, like, we get no vacation time. Even when we go on vacation at Christmas, when we get our Johnny Carson vacation,
right?
We can't go anywhere. And I told Freddie she can't make any vacation plans.
Because of the Redskins.
For the week between Christmas and New Year's, even though we're not working, I'll still have to work.
Right.
So we'll know if it's all talk if you say, no, don't make reservations yet.
Go ahead and make them.
Oh, good.
Oh.
All right.
Ooh. Make the reservation.
Well, very good. So Bart and I can definitely take a vacation, even if they somehow pull it out.
You have just been totally and completely manipulated just now.
Make the reservation.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you, sweetie.
I see.
Bye-bye. That's right.
She's great with those dates, vacation dates.
I hope this in some small way motivates those millionaires.
Keep him from his vacation.
I hope those millionaires hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Hear how deeply they've hurt me.
I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Have either of you guys been watching the Olympics?
No.
I watched a little bit over the weekend. I watched a little of the guy from Arlington who was a swimmer. I forgot what he won, but he did.
Right, you can watch that junk.
There's a swimmer from Arlington that I think set a record, and I'm not sure what stroke he was doing, but he's a big, tall, skinny guy, and I was so pulling for this guy to set a new world record, and then he reacted the way I hate anyone to react when they win something. I don't like golfers to do it. I don't like football players. Yeah!
With a fist?
Yeah! Yeah! And then he just wouldn't stop. You know, I like to see hands up in the air and a smile. You're happy. Why are you reacting, moron, stupid, shaved-head moron? Why are you acting angry after you have just achieved something wonderful? Why not act happy? And he's going, yeah, and he didn't stop. He's pointing at the scoreboard and he's going, yeah! 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 And then finally the smile was like this.
I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't get into the Olympics. I can't watch that junk.
You and the rest of the country. Nobody's watching the Olympics.
It's not live. It's all fag sports.
They're losing money, apparently. Tons of money with the Olympics.
Turning out good for them. The Redskins should invest the Olympics.
I like the Aussies, though, and I'm bummed about that. I'm, you know, because, I mean, I like Australia. I think it's a good
center of them. They're doing okay. Right? They're gonna make money on this.
What, the Australians?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the Aussies. I'm sorry that nobody's, they've had a lot of little human interest stories about Australia that I dig because I like the Aussie people. I think they're a very cool, laid-back people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
I
buddy.
Just wanted to agree with Mike about what he said about Mr. Snyder.
What was that?
What did I say about him?
You know, Mr. Snyder, when Matt Mellon called him D, and, if the guy rated me called Mr. in the first place,
right.
He'd probably call him Mr.
Yeah, I think all most of those owners, I mean, they, you know, we used to talk about Joe Gibbs calling Mr. Cook.
Mr. Cook.
Mr. Cook. I don't think Jack can cook. I just don't picture Jack can
really?
Cook.
Please refer to me as Mr.
Mr.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Don Mike?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. I got to tell you, Brad Johnson's pathetic. He got to get rid of Sackett's ass.
Hey, listen. That's my fantasy quarterback talking about.
You're throwing him on a garbage pile this week. You're going to
anybody want him? Anybody want him? He's yours. Anybody? I'll take nothing for him. I'll trade him for nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the difference in last night's game was when they said number 22, Emmitt Smith. Way too much enthusiasm. We need the old guy back. Curtis Enos.
Curtis Enos. Oh, yeah, Rob.
Reference to Rob.
Rob doing the introductions for the team.
Well, unfortunately, Rob did not refer to Danny, as Mr. Snyder.
No, but I wish them all the best this year for a strong season. I think they can turn it around. But go team!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The new quarterback, Morris Jones.
Hey, Morris.
I got a great hand. I'll be passing left and right downfield.
Who are you going to be throwing to, that other anchor?
Steven Davis.
No, who's the other anchor you're going to throw to?
Mike Landis.
Mike Landis. Thank you, Mojo.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Right now. Mojo, Morris Jones. We're up on a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Howdy, Sam.
Donnie, I'm very disappointed in you, man.
Got to call it the way I see it, Sam.
Well, I understand that. But see, let me tell you something. You know that Sonny and I went out with Dennis Miller after the game last night?
Really? Did you really?
And he was telling me about when he was looking at you there, he wasn't thinking, you idiot, like you were thinking. He was saying he was looking at you and Larry there in the booth, and he was picturing the three of you guys getting a hotel room after the game and having glorious three-way sex.
All right, Sam. And if that would have happened, what would happen to me?
All 84,000 people in that stadium would have come up on the short end of the stick.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye. A little more of a task for him today.
Not his best effort.
Labored today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I've got a Redskins tattoo that I'd love to have removed right in front of you, Don.
Let me ask
Girl
a question.
Satisfaction.
Hold on a second. Let me ask Don a question. Sam Huff on the bubble? Is Sam Huff perhaps on the bubble?
On what bubble, Mike?
The bubble that could burst at any moment. I'm talking the guy that calls the Sam Huff.
Oh, that guy? I thought you meant for a minute. The real Sam Huff.
No.
The Sam Huff guy?
The fake Sam Huff guy that calls. He's been on the bubble for a while.
Precariously on the bubble.
He's probably more on the bubble now.
I thought he was on a bounce back. His last two or three calls were pretty strong, and they were short, so I would like to ask you to reconsider. I know that last call wasn't the best.
Well, I don't know,
Rob. He finished at 4-12.
Hey, Rob, being on the bubble doesn't mean that the bubble's burst yet.
Right? I know, but
he is on the bubble.
He's on the bubble. He's on the bubble because he was on the bubble before, then he had a comeback, now he's on the bubble again.
He's back on the bubble. He's bubblicious.
Sigh hard.
When you have to make a comeback, then you put yourself on the bubble right away when you have a performance.
Listen, when do you want to come down here and have your Redskins tattoo removed?
You tell me.
How about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
We can do it.
Beautiful. Hold on. I'll even find you a tattoo guy to take it off.
Wonderful.
Hold on a second, please. Lisa, talk to that nice gentleman on line number two.
Skims!
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don, Mike, I'm still on the bandwagon. I still think they can make the playoffs. I'm sorry.
Sucker.
Hey, I'm not a sucker. Let me explain.
They're going to do more than that.
Yeah. Hey, 10-6 gets you in the playoffs in the NFL. Jesus. I think the Redskins get still wild card.
Just remember that you heard one broadcaster this day, this dark day in Redskins history, say they're going all the way. And I want my props when it happens.
You got
it.
I feel you, dog.
I'll tell you right now, when they're in Tampa, I want my props.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I go away for a whole year, I come back, and you're still talking about football. When is it going to quit?
When football season's not on, dumbass.
Yeah, man, I'm so sick of football. I'm just sick of football.
Well, what are you, a fag?
I don't know, am I?
I don't know, just, are you?
Not from my knowledge. But heck, I don't know what's going on every day.
It's hard to have an argument with a guy that's got a phone that sounds so crappy.
What?
What? Exactly.
Anyway. Could you stop talking about football on my behalf, please?
Would you please change the station?
But
his radio's turned up. He's got a horrible cell phone. He's not worthy of arguing with.
I'm not arguing with him. I'm just telling you.
I don't like football.
I call you fat bastard, not me.
Okay, you fag.
All right, you've made your point.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll call the ratings club and tell them one retarded fag less.
There's what?
We've just gone down a tenth of a share in the retarded fag category in our Arbitron ratings.
But I'm important.
But no problem. We've still got plenty of retarded fags listening to this show.
Yeah. Hey, it's like boxing.
You fat bastard. This is the president of the United States. Like a man, you just have to talk about football
at once. This is like boxing with somebody who's unconscious already.
Jesus, punch drunk. Hello, Don and Mike.
Boys, it's a conspiracy theory.
What is?
Jerry Jones planted Norv Turner there 6 years ago. He's on the Cowboys payroll, I'm telling you.
All right, goodbye. Listen, enough with that.
Speaking of on the bubble.
Enough of that. What are those lines?
We're really trying.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins.
Yeah, really.
Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
I've become rather skilled at saying, we just have to play better football.
Let's clear these lines.
Mommy.
Go with a winner right now.
Mommy.
The Don and Mike Show. We don't make $100 million a year.
Right.
But we don't let you down.
There you go.
We make it to the Super Bowl every freaking day.
Stick with a winner.
And win with a sticker.
Hey.
Big call 100 right now. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Mommy.
Call 100. Good luck. Call Lisa right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman.
What is this?
Sitting on a service card, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles.
I beg pardon?
Relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom.
What was the question?
Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man.
I can't hear you.
Defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
I beg your pardon?
Imagine that smell. You can't hide it.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Very bad.
Can't hear a word you say.
Right.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmy, the CBS Hawk. It's Don and Mike.
All right, let's give away some stuff. Mike, call 100 times. Here we go. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Call 100.
Right, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Jeff, call 100. You've won the WWF Unforgiven prize pack. From
beautiful.
Comcast Cable, Cox Cable, WWF Unforgiven in demand, Sunday, 8 p.m. on pay-per-view. Enjoy, my friend.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show.
You bet.
And for those of you who are fans of the wrestling, Thursday we're doing the WWF contest again. We're going to be giving away a year's worth of WWF pay-per-views.
Good.
On Thursday, and also Thursday, famous wrestler The Edge will be on the show.
All right.
Not to be confused with Greg Edger.
No.
The Edge.
He wrestles, too.
On Friday, we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles, a free vacation to Hollywood, courtesy of the National Enquirer's new TV show, Uncovered. I mention this because I thought on Friday what we could do was have a different type of contest involving men and women in nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Have a most unusual body contest.
Wonderful.
You know, where guys and girls in equal number will come down here, parade themselves in front of the judges, We'll vote, the five of us, me, you, Buzz, Robbie, Charlie, right. Maybe a wild card, maybe we'll let Lisa vote also.
Okay.
And we'll pick the person who has not the best, not the worst.
That'd be the fattest, the skinniest.
The most unusual body.
Right.
Because everybody has a body that I'm sure they think in some way is unusual.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
And I know that, you know, we've had the contest before where we've had the freaks, you know, the lady with three nipples, the lady that had the nipple underneath the breast.
A lot of times contests like this result in people feeling better about themselves.
Yeah.
They may come down here, lose the trip to Los Angeles, but walk away saying, Don and Mike said I wasn't that unusual.
All right. So if you think you have an unusual body.
I love these because, you know, they're just women that come to these contests and go, do you think this is unusual? You think this is a little weird? No.
This is the contest, and you'd have to start calling us now.
Right.
We'll set this up for Friday, but if you have an unusual body, call at 877-365-3636. You have to come down here on Friday to the big CBS Infinity building in Fairfax, Virginia, and show us your unusual body.
Now, when we talk to people, will we be screening them on the air just to find out what they think is unusual about their body?
Right. And there will be some that I'm sure we throw back, you know, but I'm also sure that there will be some people who we decide to keep and bring down and look at under a magnifying glass.
Absolutely. You know, especially I would think if some woman comes down here with a, you know, and says she has an unusual body, but we don't see anything unusual about it, we'll have to double check.
We sure will, Mike.
We really should.
We sure will. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Howdy.
Hey, but hold on. Mike has a message for you.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi.
What was the guy's name from EGARS that dropped
Wong by? Fu. Excellent. Beautifully done, Mike.
Thank you very much.
That part was sponsored by EGAR.com. That's EGARS.com for the best cigars on the planet. Go to the best cigar site on the planet, EGARS.com.
I'd like to apologize in advance to you and Rob, because that is this is the first day. It's the first day of a new diet.
There was a representative from that company who actually came by the office today.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice, too. To Wong Fu would love Julie Newmar.
Very good.
The guy's name was something, was it Egg Poo or Wong Fu? God damn, that smells.
I know.
Oh, that really smells.
I know it does.
Oh, that's
the first
smell.
Day of a new diet.
Walk into that stink. Jesus. Hello.
Hello, fat bastards.
Hey.
Hey, I know. Mr. 40 is great, and I just met his brother the other day.
I am breathing through my mouth right now. Thank God Rob came in with a spray.
Word, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't
I'm starting the new... You have the same...
Way.
Yes, it did.
There wasn't smell like that.
Yes, there was.
Hold on. You're on a diet for how long now? 8 hours?
I had this new... There was something new that was added to my diet today. It was oat bran. And I think that has a lot to do with the plumbing is definitely in an uproar. Plus, I had a little too much day yesterday.
At the game line.
Yes.
Domestic beer. You don't normally drink domestic beer, do you?
No, I don't.
That's what it is.
You could determine that from smelling his fart that he had domestic beer last night.
It affects me the same way.
Name the brand. Name the brand from smelling his fart.
You know what? It's probably a Miller product, isn't it?
Budweiser?
Bud Light.
Yeah. Oh, the worst.
But, I mean, not a lot of it. It was you know, there was maybe one of those. No, seriously. One Bud Light.
Really?
And the rest was imported beer.
Really?
That's what we bought at the store.
Oh,
I put it in our cooler.
But one is enough to throw your body in uproar. You're not used to that kind of beer.
Yeah,
fine beer, but you're not accustomed to
it. Do you think that's what it is?
That's what it is.
See, I think it's the brand. I think it's the oat brand that I cooked and ate this morning. And I'm sorry, okay? I'm really sorry.
Okay.
Because I certainly know that no one else has ever farted in this studio.
So we just never apologize for it.
It's just a stinky one. What can we do for you?
I'm kind of proud of it.
The sound works.
Yeah, I know Mr. Forty's brother. He works for the Calaveras County Water District. His name's Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say Mr. Forty's great, and you guys need to get him on as much as you can. He's hilarious.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we're big Mr. 4-0 fans.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to compliment you on yesterday's best of. That was hilarious.
No, we thank you.
The guy with a big brown penis?
Of course, everything we do is perfect.
But unlike
the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm. But he said he wanted to make it so he could get on the best of, and he said, oh, you'll never get on best of, and then he ended up on best of. But it was funny.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed the repeat.
Thank you for actually listening.
One more thing.
Yeah.
He was a scamp, a tramp, and a bit of a vamp. He was a V-A-M-P.
And there you go.
Thank you, Sherlady. Hello, John and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yellow. You know, I should have had that cheerlady stand on the line. I'm sure she has one unusual body.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
She does. Hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to tell you about what Lion Dennis Miller had last night.
Okay.
Big old fat pregnant woman with a half shirt on, had her belly painted gray, with the blue Dallas Star on there, and Dennis Miller says, "Oh, I see the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are trying something new this year."
That's funny.
Plastic, man.
That's funny.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling about the body kind of.
Yes.
Unusual body.
Right. What's unusual about your body, sir?
Well, I got a sort of a my belly button shifted kind of to the left, and I got like a dip in my stomach.
So have you been on the show before? I hate to say this. Have you ever been on the show before?
Yes. No, I haven't.
I don't know. You're not selling it enough, just if you have a belly button that shifted
bit. Well, I had surgery and stuff like that, and I've got, I got heels on my stomach from the surgery and stuff.
You have what on your stomach?
Well, it kind of dips in the middle of my stomach, because I'm...
Hey, spare us the medical explanation.
Yeah, okay. No, we're throwing you back.
Okay.
I got hills on my stomach.
Thank you.
I got hills.
The hills are alive. And somebody told me that last night, Dennis Miller called the Redskins cheerleaders the Dancing Snyderettes.
he's getting better every week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy, we're doing great, thank you.
All right. Well, you know, if you had naked pictures of Walter Brennan, I would trade you for naked pictures of Grant Napier.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, birthday weekend, boy?
I'll tell you in a moment. It was very good. It was the most excellent birthday weekend.
Yeah, how was the vodka?
The vodka. Cold.
Hey, Donnie. How's the birthday weekend going? How about the vodka?
The vodka. The Grey Goose. The Goosinator. The Goose Man.
Hey, Donnie. Birthday weekend with the Grey Goose. Having a martini.
Give a shout out, Donna Mike. Give a shout out to the pool man. Aaron, what up?
Having the Grey Goose. Having too many on Saturday night.
Too many? You're running out, huh?
Having too many. No, having too many at a restaurant on Saturday.
Did you crack the big bottle open yet?
Crack the bottle open. Crack the big, gigantic bottle open. Put a big dent in it over the weekend.
Way to go. Donnie on the birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Near problem stage, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Welcome home to the club.
Hello. Hello. All right, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say some of the best football television was witnessed this weekend by Terry Bradshaw's comment that the
what?
Only thing...
Wait, what did you say? Hold on a second. What you said made no sense. One of the best football television was witnessed this weekend.
Yeah.
What you're going... Hold on. What you're going to say, we've already covered.
I didn't hear it.
I want you to think about your sentence, too.
Oh, yeah. Rat. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The woman that called in earlier about ecology. Save the tree. What are you going to build your house out of? Meat? What?
What? Come again?
What the hell is...
Okay, see, don't laugh at them.
I'm sorry. It's just occasionally we like walk into the middle of the asylum floor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mercy to Don and Mike.
Are you a grown-up?
Yes.
Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
May I speak to Donna Mike?
You're speaking to us.
Hello.
Hello there.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 21.
21, right. What can we do for you? Take your time. I know you've had a tough day at work.
Okay. I was wondering why Don likes the Giants. I mean, their uniforms are so gay.
Well, that's an excellent point. What are you, an AOL executive?
What?
Do you work for AOL? What do you do for a living, sir?
I don't do anything for a living.
You're independently wealthy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've given up on the Redskins, and the Giants are in first place, so they're my team.
I'm glad we answered your question successfully.
Hey, let me ask you a question. One 21-year-old to another. Are you there?
Yes.
Isn't intercourse great?
Oh, stop.
Isn't it great getting laid?
Get off the phone, kid. Get off the phone right now.
Run.
Uncle Mike's getting uncomfortable.
Boy, you get a nice slice.
Get off the phone.
Jeez.
Hang up the phone.
Hello?
He's gone.
I believe so.
All right, he's gone.
You looked me out there.
I was just talking about sex with a consenting adult.
Another 21-year-old caught me by surprise on that one. We went to Oogie Land real quickly.
I know. Well, look, couldn't think of anything else to get the kid off the telephone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello, monster.
It's your birthday, monster, Don.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, monster.
Happy birthday, dear Don. Happy birthday.
Thank you, the monster. Bye, Tom.
Hey.
What?
You know what?
What?
Redskins sucked. I get it with the Giants.
Good man, Tom.
Way to go. You and Tom, Gavin, the world is safe.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Another winner. Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Don I know how he feels about the Redskins.
Well, I'm here. Speak to me.
I'm sorry. I know how you feel. I live in Kansas City Chiefs land, man. And that's just... I gave up on them a long time ago.
Yeah, but see, the difference is nobody thinks the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be any good.
I do.
You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think about Kansas City, Mike?
I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl against the Redskins.
Never. Not a chance.
You look at Kansas City and you say, that team blows. But you look at the Redskins, you say, that's a goddamn good team.
It maybe can't. Actually, I'm not as sure. Redskins, I'm sure about. Kansas City... Or maybe the Bengals.
They'll never go. Kansas City never.
Thank
go
you.
Giants.
Yeah,
go
you're
Giants.
Right. You know, you're right. I don't think they're going to go. I think it's going to be the Bengals.
Hello. I'm on Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just out of curiosity. How come Dallas was wearing their home jerseys last night?
Because the Redskins always wear white jerseys.
Good enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for calling Sportsline.
These are the important questions that we are able to answer today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever videotaped you and your wife having sex?
No, actually, we never got around to that, no.
Excellent Don, question. Mike, yeah. Either you guys...
I've taped Buzz and Marcia having sex.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And I've taped every sexual encounter I've ever had.
Not, you guys my are partners, like trading with other couples?
My partners haven't always known, though. I've got an enormous collection. In the basement.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My TV remote is actually controls the camera.
I'm glad we can help you. Now, listen, we have to do a break. We're still looking for people with the most unusual body for Friday.
I actually also videotape when I'm alone. Those are some of the best.
I bet they are.
Because then I can acknowledge the camera's presence. And give it a little wink. Like the crocodile hunter.
When you're J-O-ing?
Yeah, at the end.
God damn.
Good night. That was great, mate.
You know, I would be petrified to see a tape of myself having sex. Well, yeah. Certainly a tape of myself having sex alone would, I'm positive, I would have a heart attack and I would just turn into a piece of stone.
Mm-hmm.
But like a tape of me and Frida having sex,
mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how hideous I look, you know, jumping on top of her.
Doing the deed. Is that
all of the things that I do?
Is that normal? I feel the exact same way you do. Are we normal in that regard?
I think so.
That we would think of it in much the same way as thinking of our parents having yeah. You know, relations. It's the same kind of oogie feeling.
I don't think it would be that bad judging from the mirrors.
Like, for instance, we knocked it out on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, I think it was Friday. God damn, we knocked it out. I mean, I was the man. Went twice.
Wow.
Might have been Thursday night. Might have been the day that she challenged me about it on the air.
That's good.
The day she said, hey, we haven't had much sex recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's been up at the beach, you know, at her mom's during the summertime because she has the charmed life. So gave it to her double time.
That's good. Good for you.
God done once. Hey, I'm not done yet.
Have you ever caught your reflection in a mirror? By accident?
No.
We
have no mirrors in our home. No mirrors at all. Anywhere in the house.
I forgot they're not allowed.
Mirrors are not allowed.
I caught myself in a reflection one time and had to like go to another area because I couldn't stand it.
We used to have a bedroom set that had...
Couldn't stop looking at myself.
We used to have a bedroom set that had a mirror behind,
you know,
the headboard?
Yeah, behind the headboard.
Ah,
so
like a waterbed kind of thing?
Yeah, except there wasn't a waterbed,
okay.
But it was one of those deals just
right.
like that. And every once in a while when we had that, I, you know, as I was getting ready for the act, I would catch myself in the mirror and I would think, oh, what in God's name is she doing with me? Really, like, you know, I don't care how horny anybody was, you know, look at me. You know, who would want to F this? So I made sure when we got our new bedroom set,
right,
no mirrors.
No mirrors at all.
I'm serious. There are no mirrors in our bedroom. She has a little tiny mirror on her little desk area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the bathroom is nothing but mirrors. But in the bedroom, per se, mm-hmm. no mirrors.
Really?
No mirrors at all.
Because of that?
No.
Just happened that
way. Yeah, just happened that way. But I'm glad. I'm very glad.
I feel the same way
That's
as you.
Hideous. I'd hate to watch a tape of myself having sex. Ugh. And a tape J-O-ing. Although, let me say this. To watch a tape of another guy J-O-ing, once you get past the gay part,
yes,
if it was a guy you knew, mm-hmm. I think it would be tremendously funny. I think, like,
I think, you know, you're right. I think it would be slammed up.
Once
funny.
You get past the homo stuff, like, could you imagine?
Who would be the funniest one here at the station?
Rob.
No, I think Tim McWilliams.
I think almost any guy.
It'd be hysterically funny.
Almost any guy. When you get past the queer aspect,
mm-hmm.
if you had a couple of drinks and you had your friends over playing cards,
it'd be big fun.
And there was a lull, and everybody was nice and boozed up.
There would be the, here's what you would have. You would have the initial reaction, which would be, oh, my God. And then it would be followed by gales of laughter, and then that would settle down, and you'd realize what you were doing, and it would be exceedingly uncomfortable.
But it would be worth it, because it'd be peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
But that peak, when everybody's watching the guy like he's an animal.
What I would like to see is you see a long shot, and then you do a close-up on the face. Then I'd be laughing.
Just the face? I think even funnier than Tim might be one of those news sales guys.
One of the Regis.
Rob, they don't masturbate anymore.
That's those why guys, it would be so funny.
Those guys can't get it up.
Acting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just about anybody here would be funny.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you guys would laugh at me. I'd laugh at you. Wendell Hall would be funny.
Yeah.
Wendell Hall would be serious about it, I would think. Frowning. Very serious. Frowning hard.
Okay, time out. We have to do a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We cut the chit-chat, a-hole.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, we're still looking forward to taking your calls to the most unusual body contest.
Yes, absolutely.
I do want to tell you about my weekend.
Your birthday weekend.
Your birthday. Yeah. Had a good weekend. Although Lisa says there's a guy on line 6 who we should talk to now.
Okay.
And here's what he said when he called a million times yesterday when we weren't here. Guy's in a mental hospital in Kansas. He's been there a month, and he's being held against his will.
Oh, dear.
So let's go right to line 6. Hello, Adam.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
How's it going?
You called Lisa a lot yesterday?
Once.
More than once, Adam?
Sorry, Don, once.
More than once?
Sorry, Don.
Why are you in a mental hospital?
Oh, because I'm an arrogant little son of a bitch, and I speak my mind when I want to.
And you're being held against your will?
Well, hell no. I guess. I didn't choose to be here.
What is the name of the mental hospital you're in?
A Larned State Hospital.
You heard of that one, Buzz?
That's legit, yeah.
Although that could be a guy, that could be like a guy from D.C. calling us and saying that he's in the same nut house as John Hinckley just because that's in the news all the time, St. Elizabeth.
Well, sure. I mean, were you committed?
Yes. The judge ordered me here.
Oh, a judge ordered you?
Well, they stuck me in solitary confinement. I was assaulted. I called the cops. They arrested me. And
you can't use the S word now.
Sorry, man.
You can't say ape S.
Yeah, right, okay.
You said he went ape S-H-I
mm-hmm.
on the cops. But even if you went ape S-H-I on the cops, why would they put you in a mental hospital?
Because I have problems, man. Bipolar.
How do you get phone privileges to call a radio show?
You got a payphone here.
You got a payphone, and why us? Why have you chosen to call us?
Well, I guess because I'm here partially because of you. You guys have taught me how to squash balls that are displayed before me, and that's kind of what landed me here.
We have taught you how to squash balls that are displayed before you?
You know how when your bosses tell you what to do, you kind of just tell them back how you're going to do it your way or else. kind of.
Yeah.
That's what I told the cops, and that's what I told my father, and that's what I told every staff member out here. And
right.
So I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long are you going to be in the mental hospital?
A couple more days.
You're out after a couple of days.
Yeah. They let me out pretty soon. They're getting sick of me here.
I thought Lisa told me that you told her you're being held against your will.
I am. It's an involuntary incarceration.
Okay, but you did something to land you in there.
Yeah, they set me in solitary confinement, and I sat on my ass and kicked the door for about 3 hours.
I would assume that anybody that goes to jail is also held against their will.
Right, but I didn't. I mean, I was assaulted, and they took me to jail for it.
What is that we hear in the background?
That's a bunch of kooky crazies. Tell them I'm busy, and I'll call them back, if you would, please.
No, let me hear what they're saying.
Oh, I'll hold it up, but there's no one talking.
I don't believe that you're in a mental institution.
Hey, Willie. Can you come here for a second? There's some guys who want to talk to you.
Nor do I.
Mm-hmm. I believe
it. I got a guy to talk like Dennis Murphy. Hang on. Hey, Willie, come here and talk to these guys for a second. Oh, he doesn't want to talk to you guys.
You're not in a mental hospital.
Okay, you want to talk to staff?
Yeah, let me talk to the staff.
You're going to have to call them back on their number.
Well.
Because they won't talk to you on the patient phone.
I will. Hold on. Give that number to Lisa.
Give me a second. I'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you on hold.
Okay, good enough.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on.
And you know what? It's going to take me some time because they won't release any information unless you're on my caller list. So it'll take me a second to get you on my call list.
It'll take a second also to arrange the...
Well, otherwise, you can't have any information about patients here unless they have the patient's permission.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second. You know, we'll find out. We can easily look up the number of this funny farm.
Sure.
And find out if the number he gives us jives, and then we'll call and ask to speak to Adam.
And if you are in a mental institution, you're going to get out in 2 days. Is that it? Are you?
I put him on hold, Mike.
Oh, okay, so he's not there
anymore. So he can go get his number. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. You were talking about videotaping earlier. I want to tell you about the best gift I ever got. My wife is a consultant for a computer firm, and she travels like 3 weeks out of the month. And with the new video camera, she left me a one-woman show to hold me over while she is gone.
I don't know what that look was, but I think I do, and I think you do, too.
It's funny.
Yes, it was. It was funny. We just looked at each other and gave each other... Just had a little moment there.
That's
absolutely
funny. I don't think I could watch a tape that Frida left me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think I could.
I don't know.
My porno with strangers.
Yes. There's something alluring.
I like the anonymous porno off the dish.
Sure, right.
If it's your wife, it's not cheating.
Well, if I'm watching porno, I'm not cheating.
Not even in the back of your mind?
No. Heavens no.
For the love of God.
Jesus, I'm just watching something I've paid for on television.
Who's the celebrity your wife most resembles?
Melanie Griffith, the younger version.
Send me the tape. Maybe I'll beat my meat to your wife.
Oh.
Yeah, could you send us the tape?
But I don't think she'd want that one. It was a personal private gift.
Send the tape because we enjoy pleasuring ourselves the tapes of strangers.
And then we can share it on the internet.
Well,
we can share with all our friends.
Well, we could do a tape trade.
A tape trade?
Yeah.
What do you want in return?
Well, wife for wife.
No.
Listen, here's the difference. Our wives aren't whores who tape themselves to turn their husbands on.
You know what? You ought to reciprocate, though. You should do a tape for your wife.
Yeah, and I'm kidding. Your wife's not a whore, as far as I know. But I would like to see the tape of her.
Imagine not doing that for your wife, a videotape.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You look at the camera, you wink, honey, hey, I wish you were here. Look at what's going on here. Look at this.
And then you finish and you look at the camera and go, you're welcome.
What a day. I'm telling you, tapes of Guys J. Owen would be funny as hell to watch. It would be queer. Very, very queer.
And it would be uncomfortable.
But very funny.
But I think through it all, the main theme would be humor. It would have to be.
You know what else would be funny? Like, I hate watching Norm Turner, J.O.
No.
Or Jim Fossil, or any NFL head coach. Andy Reid, like that big fat guy for Philly.
See, he's the fattest now, isn't he? He's the fattest coach in the NFL?
Yes.
Going away?
Yes, he is.
Coaches have, by and large, gotten a little more physically fit in the NFL, and it's very sad. I wish we had a few more sloppy, fat coaches in the NFL.
Andy Reid, though, he's got the biggest set of mitts in the National Football League. And that, of course, is man teeth.
Right.
We call them mitts. Mitts. Mitts, because we can't say the T word.
He's got mitts.
So we'll just call them mitts, because he has gigantic man teeth.
Great mitts.
Big, gigantic mitts. Thank
Big,
you.
Beautiful mitts.
Bye-bye. Send us a tape.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I look forward to getting that. Bye-bye. We never got the celebrity his wife most resembled.
Melanie Griffith, the young one.
Oh, that's right. He did say that.
You know, I bet if we asked, some guy would send us a tape of MJ Owen. But it has to be a guy we know. That's the only way it would be funny, to be a guy you know or somebody famous.
Like Tom Gavin.
Oh, no. Well, that might be funny.
Funny.
It might be funny.
Funny.
Or Dennis.
Oh, you know, I think I might be too grossed out to think it was funny.
Oh, hold on, what's that say about you? Tom Gavin, okay.
Yeah.
Dennis, not okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Well, sorry, fellas, we learned on yesterday's Best Of that Tom doesn't J-O because he can't.
That's right.
Really?
Oh, that's
like
right,
that.
He can't.
His stomach gets in. No, he can do that, but he
said
his stomach is too big and
that's
other.
That's not true.
That's what he said. He
really?
Said he can't fulfill himself.
I don't think he knows how, Rob.
And Dennis doesn't like to.
That's true. Dennis has said that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It would be damn funny, though. Hey, wouldn't it be funny to watch Homo Joe?
Now, there's a videotape I bet we could get.
You know what? I don't even think he'd want to tape it for you. He'd probably want to do a live show.
Oh. Oh, God.
Listen, I know this sounds queer as hell, but
I'm
telling you.
Very strange road we're traveling down here, but it would be funny.
It could be funny.
Yeah.
The guy in the mental hospital gave us his telephone number.
Very good.
Okay, Adam?
I'm here, man.
All right, now, if I call this number, I just ask for you?
Actually, no, ask for Katie. She's sitting right there by the phone.
Katie.
All right, hold on, please.
Hold on.
Kate.
Yeah, no, let's not limit ourselves to guys.
Right.
How about the Kate who used to work here?
Mm. Yeah, I want that videotape. Imagine all the ladies now running through my mind here at the station.
With a big wooden spoon.
Fork that spoon. Is it soup yet?
Oh, God. We might have to have a contest where people send us their tapes.
Thank you for calling Larned State Hospital.
That's it.
You may hold on line for operator assistance. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Or press 1.
Would a mental hospital answer their phone?
Larned State Hospital job line. Please press 0 for the operator.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
One moment, please.
I mean, it's becoming evident, though.
Hey, what's the girl's name?
What's the girl's name?
436.
Katie.
Guys?
Hello?
4336.
What do I want?
4336.
Hello?
4336.
4336.
There you go.
You're on the air. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air with us.
Larned is a town in the middle of Kansas, and that's where...
Great band.
So, West Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We have one of your patients, Adam, who's on the phone with us right now. Adam?
Yes.
Do you know this?
Could you hold the phone for just a minute?
Sure.
Yes.
Adam, do you know this lady?
I think if it's Carolyn, yes. Carolyn, no.
Hold on just a minute.
All right, we're holding. Did she hang up?
I don't know, probably. This is great.
We're feeding his dysfunction.
Yes, you are. Now use every power in the book to do it.
Do they really put you like in a rubber room?
No, no. Well, actually, at one time they put me in what they call, what's their name for it? It's basically solitary confinement. They had 5 security guards hold me down while they stuck a needle in me and tried to drug me up, but it didn't work.
Do you have to wear a straitjacket?
Nope, not yet.
Are you able to use like knives and forks and spoons?
Yeah, it took me about a week, but yeah, I can do it now.
No, I mean, seriously, did you...
No, I'm serious. They wouldn't give me that privilege at first.
Oh, okay. You have to earn that privilege?
Yeah.
What do you eat, like sandwiches and stuff?
Hello?
I think you were talking to an RN, and she put you on hold, and everyone went back into the room, and they're all discussing it now. I know what I'm doing.
So what do you eat at the beginning when you can't use utensils? What do you eat?
Plastic.
How do you feel? You use plastic forks?
fantastic.
And they allow mental patients? Well, I know they allow mental patients to listen to the show, but they allow mental patients...
They just hung up.
The nurse hung up. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad, guys. See, that's why I wanted you to call. I need the best balls almost as good as I can.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hold on.
Now, listen, Adam.
Yes. I'm here.
If we call back, what extension do we ask for?
Well, it's not an extension. 4336? 4336 will get you to Katie, but Katie told me you need to talk to an RN, and an RN is the one that just that hung up on you.
Oh, so we won't be able to talk to Katie unless we go through an RN?
Katie, they want to talk to you. They'll be nice.
Put her on.
Don't be nice.
Why?
This is a guy in a mental hospital telling the girl we'll be nice.
Talk to you. Nothing big. Okay, if you guys don't ask any specific information about me, I bet she'll talk to you.
All right, we won't ask any specific questions about you.
What if they don't ask any specific information about me, Teddy? What if they don't ask any specific information about me?
I think he's going to extend his stay if he keeps this up.
Probably.
Well, go ahead and call that number. She said she's going to have to hand the phone over to an RN. But that can be arranged, too. That way I can see what happens as opposed to them being back in that little room.
So how long have you been in the institution?
About a month.
Are you wearing PJs right now?
As a matter of fact, I am.
And they allow you guys to just listen to whatever radio you want?
I'm afraid I haven't heard you guys in a month, but I remembered the number. Penn Kendo.
So is that what you're doing for...
This is what I'm doing to keep my sanity at the moment. I mean, there's a lot of crazies running around here. I'm one of them, but my problem is I'm too damn smart for them, and I show them how they're wrong, using their own rule book and beating them over the head.
Are you going to get, are you going to continue to get help once you get out?
Yes, I got private practitioners lined up. It's just...
Are you anybody's bitch?
Hell no, but you know what? There's a 300-pound guy that's got the sweets for me.
Oh, really?
All right.
And it's muscle. It ain't... I mean, he's a big boy. He puts the linebacker to shame.
Really?
All right, my friend. Well, listen.
I've never been seduced by a man in my life, and that was a sweet voice. It scared me.
Thank you for calling us from Larned State Mental Hospital.
Oh, you're welcome. Are you ditching me?
We're not ditching you. We just got to go. But, you know, I hope you get it together.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, guys. Gotcha.
We wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Hey, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
How the hell should I know?
Well, I'm just asking you because you're a mental patient. Do you think there's any chance the Washington Redskins will make it to the Super Bowl?
Slim to none? Oh, wait, I don't know.
Well, what do you think? Just give me your opinion.
You know, I like the game. I don't like any teams, though.
Just tell me, do you think the Redskins are going to make it to the Super Bowl? You are
in the playoffs. We'll go there.
He says they'll make it to the playoffs.
You see, you're hearing that now from a guy in a mental hospital.
There you go. That's what we were going for.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Hang up.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Hang up.
Bye.
He was nice.
There he goes. I guess he was on a level.
You know what? Here's what I got out of that call. He sounds like 99.9% of the calls we get on this.
Right. We'll be back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking about switching the contest from the unusual body contest
right
to the J.O. tape contest.
Oh, my God.
For Friday to win the trip to L.A. However, maybe for the purposes of a contest, it would just have to be the people from, like, the shoulders up.
That's funny.
Because that, you know, watching someone's face while they're doing what they're doing
right
could be funny and definitely wouldn't be as gay.
Yeah, right. You're right.
True.
And that would,
I think it would be, it could possibly be more funny.
We could have girls on her too.
Right.
Yeah.
Just show us your face. Just videotape your face whilst you are pleasuring.
Your face and your shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when you get your picture taken in school.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Just a nice headshot, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah. And then, you know, then it's a perfectly legit tape to send us.
Then you just send us the tape of you, you know, J-O-ing. Well, how about it? I've never heard of it done before.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
You know, it's not like we had people calling in, you know, for the last hour saying, hey.
I think it's very innovative.
Don and Mike, I have the most unusual body. I mean, we can do an unusual body contest.
The only stipulation.
Anytime.
Is that, you know, it has to be a shot of your face, not of your private area.
Right. Even down to your shoulder area.
Down to your shoulder area.
We don't want
to
see anything below that.
Right.
And this contest is open to guys and to girls.
This is just a sideline, but, you know, keep the moaning down to a, you know, little dull
roar. Yeah, yeah, and that's the other thing that
I don't want, like, one of those fake porno soundtracks where somebody's going,
we don't want one airing that Sally.
Right.
Hold on, I think I got a sound for you right now.
Hey, here we go. A little double bump.
Nothing like what you had.
I know, not quite.
But sponsorable, I believe.
Sure, absolutely.
Egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet. Egars.com, wonderful client they are, and they sponsor our on-air farts.
They do indeed. They're good people.
So listen, if you want to enter the J.O. contest,
mm-hmm.
get yourself a tripod or a friend, a husband or a wife,
right,
to tape you J.O.ing. But we just want to see from the shoulders up.
Yes, we do not want to see, you know, any things.
With a minimal amount of talking. Now, I know when you get to the end.
I think part of this is, you know, the facial expressions.
You might get at the end, you might get a...
Right.
But I'm thinking that even...
This is the wildest thing we've ever done.
Even when I do it. When I'm done, it's not like I sit there and I go,
No. That's why you're by yourself. You have nobody to, that's why that's so much BS.
There's no sound. So, make your tapes.
There really is, I would assume, for most people, there is no sound.
Make your tapes. And I'd say that because it's already Tuesday, we're doing the contest Friday, you better just bring them down to the radio station.
Okay.
You could send them to us. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. And the zip code, Robbie, is...
220... No, I don't know.
22030? That's the street address. 22207?
Yeah, we'll find it. 20007. 20007.
Right.
Washington, D.C., P.O. Box 3649.
Excellent.
Send them in.
And I'd like to hear from people that are planning on sending them in. I'd like to get, you know, an idea of the interest in this contest, and I want to, you know, see if there's support for this.
For a trip to Los Angeles.
A trip to L.A.
A free vacation to L.A.
We don't want any of the nasty stuff, though.
No, we don't.
Just your shoulders.
I mean, we want you doing it.
And we really want you. No faking, either.
Yeah, and we'll be able to tell.
We'll know.
We just want to see guys and hopefully, please God, some girls J.O.ing. Hi, Charlie.
If you want these entries by Friday, they should send them here directly.
Okay, and that address is?
10800 Main Street.
Fairfax, Virginia.
220...
30.
Right.
Got it.
And that address again is...
Or just bring them by.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Or just bring them by. There's a giant CBS Infinity building in Fairfax. You can't miss it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm an attorney. I used to work with the mental health department in my state. And I think that guy, Adam, was on the level. Sounds like if he wasn't in a mental institution, he knows the drill.
Yeah, we believed him at the end. I think he was legit.
Yeah, I thought some of the questions you were asking him, you had the concept that a mental hospital is like a prison, and it really isn't.
Well, isn't it like, you know, I'm thinking back to, like, Edward Scissorhands, like the house that Edward Scissorhands lived in.
Right.
A big, gothic, dark castle.
It may have that appearance on the outside, but people aren't locked up unless they act out, which apparently this guy was doing.
Have you ever seen the bad movie Mystery Men with Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo?
I never saw that one.
Okay, well, not enough people have seen it. Where they went to keep the bad guys, because Greg Kinnear was Captain Amazing. And the problem is that he had put all of the criminals in jail.
Right.
So he was losing his endorsement deals. So he arranged for some bad guy to be taken out of the loony bin. And in there, when they walked in to get him, the walls seriously were padded. And they had the guy, like, in a straitjacket.
I mean, I think, probably incorrectly so, think of a mental institution as people kind of bobbing and weaving, you know, sitting in the corner.
As a matter of fact, especially in this state, because it's geared towards community treatment, they can't sit around. You know, they're medicated, and then they're...
released back to the street.
Hey, listen, what would be funnier than getting some of those mental patients to enter the contest?
Oh, my. Can you imagine anything funnier than a mental patient J-O-ing? God, that would be double funny than a regular person J-O.
Yeah, but what are they going to do with a trip to Los Angeles?
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey. A couple of years back on a Chicago Hope episode that David E. Kelly writes, they had this guy who was put in a mental institution on the evening of October 23rd, 1986. Does that ring a bell?
No.
No.
Why?
Well, he was put in institution because I thought that was the night that Buckner
had yeah, I was going to say, you know, I was thinking as you were
that
talking.
The night the ball went through Buckner's leg? Right.
Yeah, the night they punted the sixth game of the World Series.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yo.
Hey, check this out. How are y'all actually going to prove that these cats are doing, you know, their thing?
We'll know.
We are not going to be able to know 100%, but I think we've all got crap detectors, and I think that it's an involuntary thing.
But I'm saying, though, I mean, like me, well, not like me, but, you know, you got a wide range of emotions. How are you going to be able to judge across all this?
Now, listen, it's totally subjective.
And it's the funniest, right?
Yeah, it's the funniest, but not the funniest on purpose.
No, that you got to send legitimate tapes in, and then we will determine what's funny.
And for the record,
we enjoy the most.
For the record, I think looking at it from that perspective, with no nudity,
right,
a woman could win just as easily as a man.
Yes. It's already making me laugh. The idea, every time I think about it, makes me laugh.
If you're looking at a woman just from the shoulders up, so you wouldn't be turned on like by seeing her, you know, dillying herself, and you don't see the boobs and everything else,
right,
you see just the face,
it might
have a winner.
It's just from the shoulders up, and it's like you don't have to be staring in the camera. You can look wherever you normally look.
Right. Just videotape yourself.
Eyes rolling back in your head.
Jay Owen. Get it right to us.
All right, Big Nut.
All right, goodbye. Waiting for your tape.
Mm-hmm.
God, what if we have some tomorrow to watch already?
That'd be great.
Pretty amazing. Big Show Friday. That's the Big J.O. Show.
Keep them very organized, Rob.
Yeah. The J.O. Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Perfect timing. I got the greatest who would you do like ever. You ready?
Why is it perfect timing?
Well, because you just talked about bodies and that type of thing.
Bodies and
all right,
sex.
Even though Who Would You Do is officially banned.
I know that, but you'll love this one.
All right, go ahead.
The two girls that hug David Letterman every night.
That is a good Who Would You Do.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Who can tell the difference?
Well, come on now, think about it.
They're the same.
No.
I would do the one that always does the deep knee bends.
Uh-huh.
The one on the right. Are we talking about? Yeah, the one on the right.
The straight hair one or the curly hair one?
Curly hair one.
The one on the right.
Really?
Yes.
No, you got it wrong. It's the one with the straight hair.
I don't watch it enough to know. I don't know. Thank you, though.
What is that about, really? Have we ever discussed that? What really is that about? Well, I understood when they did it when he came back.
He's just being a swinging dick.
He's just trying to be a slicky boy.
Yeah, Mike, a Don and Mike show.
Hello? Yes, hey, what's up?
Hey. Are you going to send us a tape, honey?
No.
Oh
that's a drag.
Whore!
Rob.
Now, Rob, don't call her a horse.
That's very nice.
Simply because she's not going to send us the tape. Hey, really? Why couldn't you be a whore for us? Why couldn't you send us your tape?
Because I get nothing out of it.
You get nothing out of it?
No, there's a little bit more in it for girls.
What do you mean?
As far as the act itself, I don't know. I need a person there.
You mean you don't, J.O.?
No.
Some women don't.
No. Tried really? It, don't like it, don't do it.
Really?
Wow.
No wonder you're so uptight.
Hey.
No, really, you don't do it?
No.
So you mean if you don't get sex, you don't do it. You don't even do it like with a toy.
No.
So you require male input.
Yes.
Really? So you mean if you don't have meat, you don't do it?
No.
Well, you must be a whore. Then. You must get it all the time.
No, I just have self-control.
Are you married?
No.
Boyfriend?
No.
When's the last time you got some?
Oh, geez. I'm not talking about this with you. It's national radio.
Why not? Why don't you call us, honey? When's the last time you got some?
Oh, it hasn't been a while. It's been a while.
Like a year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus. Imagine the beast that is waiting to come out. The absolute animal that's waiting to come out.
Yeah, you've got a lot of pent-up energy.
And say hello.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, geez. I've had people tell me a lot, Michelle Williams.
Who's that?
Do you watch Dawson's Creek?
No, but if she's on Dawson's Creek, that means she's
probably cute. What was that?
That was my screensaver. Sorry.
No. All right. So did you have a reason for calling?
Yeah, actually, I got a funny clip on my computer that I wanted to. That's why I'm right up by my computer. That I wanted to play for you.
No, is this the lady, Lisa, you brought me to? Is this the lady with the Ebonics?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, it's I'm serious. It's funny.
Bye-bye, honey. Send us a tape. That would be funny.
Aw.
Please, send us your tape.
Aw, jeez.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi. I was wondering if women are allowed to use vibrators.
Yes, as long as we can't see it.
Yeah, because technically that's used probably by certain women all the time when they do that.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You going to participate?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Excellent. Good. Make that tape tonight.
I will try.
Make it this afternoon.
Okay.
Make it right now.
while you're on the phone.
Right now.
After listening to this, I could do it right now.
Really?
Really.
So this discussion has gotten you all hot and bothered?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm anxious to get home.
All right, well, go do it.
Okay.
Get to it.
Thanks.
We'll look forward to getting your tape.
Get your tape to us.
In the contest.
Bye. You'll know it's me.
Bye-bye. Oh,
bye.
Jesus. Okay, I had to hang up on her.
Yeah. You know, it moves in for, you know, with the guys, we're talking comedic, it goes in another direction with the lady.
Although it could be funny. Being as we can't see their boobs or their place.
Right.
You know, it could be as funny. It could be.
It could be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
And there's a perfect example. Just walked by the window.
Absolutely.
Don't you think a tape of the woman who just walked by the window?
Yes.
Of her J-O-ing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that would be a funny tape to watch?
It'd be fun. Big time fun.
It'd be hilarious funny. God damn, that'd be a laugh riot. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? It's Naked Trey. I'm ready to perform another stunt.
Naked Trey? Don't know who you are, Naked Trey.
I got naked out in the street a couple years ago. The cops almost put me on lockdown.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Yeah.
You were naked.
I'm on
like
rollerblades now. I got a pink backpack on, and I'm ready to do some damage.
Are you naked again?
Yeah. I don't want to give my location away quite yet.
What city are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Alexandria. I do remember when this guy did call a couple of years ago. He was naked in the middle of the street, and of course, we didn't believe him.
Right, and he was legit, and you got arrested. You want to do it again now?
Yeah, I want to do it again. I want to win something.
Why do you want to be arrested?
I won't get arrested this time.
How do you think that's not going to happen?
Well, because I'm on rollerblades. I already have an escape route, and I know where I'm going.
He's on rollerblades. He has an escape route. Okay. Then, sure, I'll give you a T-shirt or something if you want to rollerblade around naked.
T-shirt? Will you autograph it?
Sure, we will.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, I'll give my location away. I'm at the Crown Gas Station. Same spot.
Same spot where you got busted before?
Yeah, but which Crown Station? How are we supposed to know which Crown Station?
It's in Alexandria. It's between, Buckman and Rolling Hills.
Are you naked right now?
Butt naked. Pink backpack.
And you're out on
rollerblades.
And you're out on the street?
I'm going to be out there in a second. I'm kind of hiding behind a tree right now.
All right, are you on a cell phone or a payphone?
Cell phone.
All right, then go. Go ahead, Naked Trey, go.
All right.
Do it now. Well, let's hear you. Take a roll into the street.
Yay! Did you hear? I thought I heard wheels screeching. I heard him say that he saw the cops. And
those are my rollerblades. Yeah, cop just turned his lights on. He's trying to chase me down. Yeah, I'll call you guys back.
Gotta go. Who knows if it's legit, but if it's the same guy.
He was legit the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. If that's the case, I moved to Alexandria because they have the best goddamn cops in the world.
They were on it.
I mean, that was immediately. He started as like, cops. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, son. This is Big Frida.
Hi, Big Frida.
I was just wondering if you could come to the house and show me how to use this video camera. I'd really like to go to Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Nothing would make me laugh more.
Oh, my God.
I love you, son.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the same guy that is your that plays your wife.
He does my wife and my wife's mother. I mean, he does them on his show.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike. The video's in the mail.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
You know, technically, I don't think you can win because you're aligned.
Not for that, but for your next poker party.
Oh, God. Will you, is it a full frontal?
I'll do you a full frontal. I'll even take the measuring tape so you can see how big Joe DiCaprio is.
No. Goodbye, little Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Good old HJ.
He's into this show today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hello. Hi. I'm trying to do a little survey here, and I think you guys are the perfect people to help me out with it. I'm having a conversation with a friend of mine here. I know a friend of mine who, when he pees, he blots. Okay, with toilet paper as opposed to shakes, okay?
Right.
And this guy is telling me, this friend of mine is telling me, well, he knows people that shake. I mean, that blot, excuse me.
So I just want to tell you something. That
I shake.
2 hours ago, I came in here pissed out of my mind about the Redskins.
Right.
And you wonderful people today have taken me out of that.
They deserve a round of applause. They were getting some wonderful calls and wonderful discussion topics.
Well, see, I was gone and working, and I came home and turned you guys. I listened to you guys religiously, and I had no clue what the subject was. And I called up, and Lisa told me, call back in 10 minutes.
Hold on. I got a guy who says he saw the naked rollerblader. Hold on a second. Hello, you saw him?
Yeah, I saw him.
Oh, come on. You did not.
Yeah, I did. I was just coming home from work. Came across Route 1. He was down there butt naked with a pink bag on.
That's him.
Were the cops chasing him?
Fairfax turned around. They put the lights on. So they did. I guess they did chase him. That's about where I passed him at.
So you really saw a naked guy on rollerblades?
Yeah, he was out there. Well, he was out there.
All right.
Thank you. We owe him a t-shirt.
Wow. No, I gotta get more than one person.
Okay.
Hello? Is this the guy with the peeing problem?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have a peeing problem.
What is your bet? What are you discussing? What's the debate?
I think, okay, what my contention is, I think most men shake.
Right, you're right.
Or okay. They do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of conducting a survey. I mean, I can't walk up to people on the street and go, hey, when you pee, do you blot or do you shake?
No, all men shake.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the overwhelming majority of men shake.
I mean, most men
shake. Okay, and I wanted to know your contention, and maybe, since this is a nationwide radio show, maybe some other people call in and go.
No, we've just answered your question. Yeah. Most men shake.
Universal.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi. I want to be in the J.O. contest. I want to ask Don a question.
But I want to tell you something. Nobody shakes like Michael J. Fox.
Oh, God.
Sorry, it's a Parkinson's joke. Sorry.
He'd like that.
Horrible.
Muhammad Ali shakes.
Yes.
Hey, remember, shake it more than 3 times.
And you're playing with it.
Playing with it, that's right.
Hello, yeah. What about the contest?
I'm curious. You're talking about it's going to be hilarious, right? Would it help if I wore, like, my Groucho Marx glasses with the nose and the eyebrows?
Whatever floats your boat, but we're really not going for the comedy. We want a legitimate...
What we think is going to make us laugh is not you trying to clown it up. You seriously J-O-ing and letting us watch you from the shoulders up.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to win then, because I just went and did it in the mirror and I didn't laugh once.
Well, you're not supposed to.
All right, but it's you.
Yeah, you're right. I was a bit preoccupied.
I mean, give it a try.
I'm there.
Now I feel very weird.
Thank
I'm
you.
Kind of goosing this
Shout
guy.
Out, Richie.
Goodbye.
You know, I'm kind of like trying to, come on, please.
Well, Mike, that's a funny idea.
I know, but it's just
a good contest, man.
It's just ugged me out that I'm saying, come on, please.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
So don't ham it up. Make it as natural as possible.
Right. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Ham it up.
Hey, I was wondering if guys can use vibrators.
I don't see why not.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Charlie Broyan.
But hurry, you got to get those tapes to us fast.
Yeah.
We got to have your tapes by Friday.
Can guys use vibrators?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. The other day, one of you said that we're white trash magnets. Your show was for white trash. Your show was a white trash magnet.
Correct.
And that is probably why the police were listening to you guys and saw the guy rollerblading.
Okay, very astute. Thank you, sir.
Boy, you really processed that one.
Thank you. Dave Brinkley checking in.
But you said the statement.
Thank you, Dave. Miss you on Sunday morning TV. It's not been the same without you.
Well, how come you made that statement the other day about being white trash magnet?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you think the police are white trash?
Let me tell you something. We never said the police are white trash.
No, I did, but
right,
that's why they were listening to you.
We say a lot of things on this show. You don't possibly take all of them seriously, do you?
No, but I mean, I was just making a crack on the police and off a comment you made.
So you have issues with the police, obviously.
No, as a matter of fact, I work with them every day.
Then all the more reason why you may have some issues.
Right.
I definitely have issues. There's no question
there
about it.
There you go.
Okay, right. Thank you. Send us your tape.
Y'all have a good day. I love your show.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Send us your tape. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Radio down, please. Don't forget, we're in the future. We're 48 seconds ahead of you.
Okay. I'm a new listener. I've been listening to you guys for a month or so.
Good. You picked a good day to start listening. What can we do for you?
I've been trying to convince my wife to start listening to you guys. I think she would find you guys really funny, and maybe there's something that you can do to help me.
Sure. Why don't you have her make a videotape for us?
Of her doing it?
Yes. Yeah. And then we'll watch it on the show, and we'll send her some love.
And then she'll be a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Hello, Don.
Look for that one to come to FedEx.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Friday, you're giving a prize away for someone to J.O. in front of you?
No. On video. This is not an in-person concert.
On video from the shoulders up.
Oh, good thing. Okay, and the video is where and when?
The video is as soon as you can make it, you get it to us. You got to get it to us by Friday, though.
Haven't you been listening to today's show?
Was interrupted with a cell phone call. All right, sorry.
You J-O, you videotape yourself for guys and girls, but we don't want to see you doing it. We don't want to see your body. We just want to see you from the shoulders up, because that's going to be the funniest.
Understood.
And you do it seriously. The task at hand.
No moans, no groaning, just straight face.
You apply yourself to the task at hand. Well, groaning. Like, you don't groan.
Listen, when you J.O., you don't sit there and groan.
Sure I do. I fantasize a little bit.
Oh, you do not.
Liar, pants.
You do not.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Only people would take J.O.ing as seriously as we do.
Yeah, it's serious business.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm asking Speaker Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you, that guy about shaking and dunking in the bathroom when you urinate.
Yeah.
When I do that, I try to hit the little bubbles that I make in the toilet. You know, after I'm shaking and done, I try to shake and try to hit those bubbles from what I have left over.
Makes a game out of it. That's a tough task.
Now, I understand. What he's done is he urinates with such force that it actually bubbles.
Yeah.
The water, the combination of the water and him actually bubble. And then as he's shaking...
He's trying to break the bubbles.
He's trying to break the bubbles.
Sometimes I hit him right on cue.
This goes to show anything can be fun.
I feel you. Who let the dogs out? Thank you.
Who let the dogs out?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, this concert sounds kind of gay to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it about an hour ago that it's very gay.
I think it's very gay.
I mean, you guys talking to the guys, trying to get them to J.O. for you, and talking them into it, you guys really sound pretty homo here.
Sound very gay.
I said when I originally said this an hour ago that it'd be funny to watch guys J.O., that it is gay, but it is funny. And then it came to me, you take out of the equation actually watching the guy do it so you don't see anything, you just see the guy from the neck up, that will be funny.
And you got to think about half the ones you're going to get probably aren't going to be just neck up. They're going to be the whole body.
Well, those will not make it into the air studio.
Those are going to be automatically disqualified.
I don't know. When you guys play this back and listen to yourself, you're going to think about it a little bit.
I think we're already aware of the fact that it's very gay.
We've already said that this is very queer.
Very, very gay.
You're late to the queer party on this.
Just want to make sure.
We've already outed ourselves on this.
I think it's something we ought to both examine.
Okay.
Will you send us a tape?
Give it to the doctor, you know, let him see what's happening.
Mr. Burbank asked you a question. Are you going to send us a tape now?
No, I'm definitely not going to.
Okay.
Right, okay.
All righty.
See ya.
Now, some would say the fact that we're doing this contest and he's calling to kind of give us a hard time about it would mean that he's gay.
Correct.
Hello,
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Well, you and I are totally well-adjusted.
Absolutely.
And at peace.
That's it.
With our latent homosexuality.
Absolutely.
Our bubbling under the surface. Fagility. Fagility.
Fagile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, I think it's going to be a goddamn funny contest. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's going to be funny, too. And I also think that there are going to be all sorts of different reactions as well as humor. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, grotesque.
I just hope we get a lot of tapes.
Bring them on. Send them in.
Yep.
FedEx them to us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great. And this is not a local contest. You know, this is anybody in the country. So if you have to, make your tape and FedEx it to us.
Get it to us right now.
Right now. What can we do for you?
Okay. Speaking of funny, I was watching a porn the other day, right?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to have been like a guy playing Jesus while he was banging, supposed to be Mary.
Mm.
And right at the moment of geese, it was real funny to hear him say, "My cup runneth over."
I think that was a very elaborate all just for that line.
No, it wasn't. Y'all don't think that was funny?
You were really, hold on. Were you making a joke or were you really watching porno?
No, I swear, I was really watching the porno. It was called The Czar.
You're watching a porno in which Jesus gets laid?
He was supposed to be boning Mary or whatever. And right.
Wait a minute, his mother?
Yeah, exactly. But as he did it, he screams, "My cup's runneth over."
All right, thank you.
Hold up.
What?
That wasn't funny?
No.
I hear y'all always talking about Leah Remini a lot, right? Hello?
Right, yes. What about Leah Remini?
Subject change.
Why don't you guys ever talk about Lark Voorhees, the black girl who was on Saved by the Bell? She was much prettier than Leah Remini.
I'm trying to think back to Saved by the Bell.
We don't know her. We know Leah.
You know, you don't. But you saw Saved by the Bell. You mentioned.
Yeah, but you see, the reason we talk about Leah all the time is because we've had personal contact with her. Yes.
Here is our Saved by the Bell expert, Charles Broyhill.
Do you remember the answer they gave you the last time you called in and asked this question?
Nope.
Well, same one this time.
What was it?
All right, so he's called before with this, Charlie? All right.
I swear, I've never called before.
Lying about the porno movie.
All right, bye-bye.
No, I am not.
Yes,
well,
that's
a great idea for
Hey, Mike, next time they have a best of reel, why don't you just go ahead and break out the fire? That's ratings through the roof, don't you think?
What? Now, what? Are you trying to bust my balls now, pal?
No, I'm just saying, you know, next time they have
it. I mean, you're a liar. You're a liar. You lied about calling twice.
No, I did.
Charlie busted you, and now you're getting angry.
Charlie ain't bust me.
Yeah, you've called before.
Huh?
You've called before.
No, I haven't.
That's your same question.
How you figure that?
Because we trust him.
You trust who?
Charlie Broyhill.
I swear, I've never called before.
All right, thank you.
I mean, well, what was your comment then?
So that's the third lie, I guess.
Oh, so y'all trying to run? Now you guys are running.
We're running. I'm not running anywhere, buddy. I got to play commercials. You're boring me.
Yeah, because you're a whore. How am I boring you?
Boy, you are one angry man.
How are you?
No, I'm becoming an angry man, that's for sure. I'm an aggravated man right now.
All right, and I'm trembling with fear.
I bet you are.
I am.
You need me to come down there?
Oh, yeah, come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Yeah, sure, I do.
That's my word. You don't want that.
Yeah, right. Tough guy. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Hey, I bet you are.
Oh, I'm just peed my pants.
How many times you look over your back after as many people as you insult all day? How many times do you look over your back when you get into your car?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, you're going down a real dangerous road here.
Oh, so I guess you want to go on record. Why don't you shut up?
You're going to go on a dangerous road here, pussy.
Oh, okay. What? How you figure that?
You're going to
go on
hey,
record
pal,
and say
I
that.
Just,
I'm going to tell you right now.
I laid it on the line for you, okay? If you want to do it, you keep going.
What?
Keep going.
What are you talking about?
Keep being serious.
What?
You heard him.
Keep being serious. Why don't you... He needs you to speak for him?
We're both speaking our minds right here, pal.
No, I'm talking to you right now.
Who are you talking to?
Go on record and be quiet.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
Who? Who? There are two guys here.
His name's Mike. I'm talking to Mike, though.
Are you talking to me? All right, well, talk to me, and I'm telling you, if you want to keep going down this road, it's not a good idea.
Or what?
I'm not. All I'm saying, I'm just telling you what the way it is.
Is that a threat?
No, that's what I'm talking about. What you're doing is moving into that area.
No, I'm not.
All right, good.
You're a bunch of punks. You can't back up what you talk, huh? I call in here with a really funny joke, and you guys...
Okay,
your joke sucks.
My joke did not suck.
Your joke sucked ass.
Your joke sucked.
No, our jokes are great. That's why we're here and you're there.
There you go.
How you figure that?
How do you figure that a great creative talented guy like you?
What does that have to do with anything?
How can a talented guy like you be sitting there in a room with his thumb up his ass while two know nothings like Mike and myself have somehow lucked into the position where we're the guys on the radio and you're listening to us? How could this must be the bizarro world?
Well, I mean,
I've got D.O. Hughley on the
radio.
You know, I've got one of the friggin' kings of comedy on the phone here.
Damn right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're there and we're here.
I mean, and it ain't because you guys are so great that you're on the radio.
Right.
They need to fill 4 hours.
That's right.
That's why we've been number one consistently for 15 years.
Right. That's why you say you've been number one.
Oh, you say. Oh,
yeah.
That's right. We're lying about that.
We're lying about that.
Huh?
Yeah, we're lying about that.
Yeah, well, I seem to think so. You guys aren't original.
I tell you, you just get funnier and funnier.
You guys aren't original.
We're 100% original.
How do you think? You guys are not original at all.
We are the real deal, dog.
Without talking about who we want to talk about, you know where you got your stuff from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And where'd you get your stuff from?
Original.
Where'd you get that fantastic material?
Say what?
Where'd you get your fantastic material?
Came up with it myself.
Right.
What's all about it?
Sucks ass.
What?
It sucks ass.
No, it doesn't. You guys suck.
If we suck, why are you listening? If we suck...
What's your problem, man?
If we suck, why are you listening and why are you calling?
Right.
What's your problem?
They asked you a question you didn't answer.
What is my problem? You called me.
Yeah, I called you with a really funny joke.
All right, and I'm telling you the joke...
And I want you to freaking acknowledge it.
No, the joke sucks ass.
No, don't just blow it off like that.
I'm not blowing it off. The joke sucks ass.
You guys need the Bible. That's what you guys need.
Oh, now we need the Bible.
Because you're calling
talking about a porno that you're watching with Jesus doing his mother, and you're telling us we need the Bible.
Like you wouldn't want to do your mother. Hush now.
That is the sickest thing I've ever heard. Now you're telling us we need the Bible.
Yes.
Listen, why don't you just go to a radio station, get your own show, and kick our ass?
I can do that easy.
Okay, great. When are you going to start? Let me know.
No, it's not even about that, though.
What will the name of the show be?
What?
What will the name of the show be?
I haven't even thought that far ahead.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's the truest thing you said all day.
All right, well, listen, I will cower with fear.
Right, you better do that.
Knowing that at any moment, the next great thing, the black Rupert Pupkin, is out there waiting to take away our radio empire. I'll do that.
You better.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That went well.
And there he goes.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay. Hey, and don't forget, send your tape, my friend.
There you go. Absolutely. Everybody's included in that.
We want to see you, J.O.
Whether we love you or hate you, send the tape in.
We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Just announced from Nissan North America for
head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
I don't know. Is this another technical problem?
I don't know.
Is it machine number two or is it the tape?
It wouldn't figure to be the tape because the tape should have queued by now.
You know, all day long, these card machines have been effing us. They live to F us.
It am terrible.
As long as I can remember, those cart machines have been effing us.
It's the tape. See how burned it is?
Oh, it's the tape. Yeah. All right.
Who let the dogs out?
Thank God we had this to fall back
on. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, that's embarrassing stuff.
Who let the dogs out?
They both prefer masturbating in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike.
On tape.
That is embarrassing. Come back from break on a big, successful national radio show. We got Dick.
No.
God, I hate the equipment here. Equipment sucks.
Big national radio show, but cheesy equipment.
The equipment here sucks worse than the Washington Redskins.
Oh!
The equipment at this station is 0-16. The Redskins laugh at our studio.
They do indeed.
The Redskins, who just got their asses kicked last night by Dallas, they laugh at this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't play that. Don't play that.
Mm-hmm. Losers. Yeah, but when we come into the studio, we get fireworks shot off.
Big losers.
You know, I finally determined it. I'm detecting some anger at the boys in burgundy and gold from you.
Yeah, I'm
You're mad. You're mad. It's all this stuff about the Giants. You haven't abandoned them. They've hurt you.
No.
You're hurt.
No, you're wrong. I have abandoned them. I've abandoned them. Wow. Much like last week when you were mad at the Red Sox.
Yes.
And I said to you, have you reached that point when you're ready just to cut off all contact?
Right.
Emotionally, I'm at that point.
Wow. You don't think they have any chance of succeeding?
No. Norm's been the coach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've sucked teeth for 7 years.
Right.
Just because the junior genius pulls out his ATM card,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Sit down, Danny.
But it's my fault because I believed him.
Yeah.
Because I believed him.
So you're not going to go down to the bitter end like I am with the Red Sox.
No. I mean, I'll root for him, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll certainly...
But last night...
Until the Redskins fire me for saying stuff on this show, I'll continue to do the Redskins pregame show. But they blow. They blow. I mean, did you see Dion out there last night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy goes back to catch a punt, waves his arms around, look at me. Hey, hello, Dion, listen to me. Do something first. Do something first before you show off. And I don't mean something you did 5 years ago when you were good.
I wish you'd do this on the pregame show a little bit. Just a little bit. Can you do a little more of this on the pregame show?
Just before you got to go out there like a peacock and put your arms in the air and go, hey, look at me. I'm the greatest. I'm making $8 million a year. Intercept a pass. Score a touchdown. Send me a J.O. tape. Do something.
Something.
But Christ, do something. Please. Just do something. They're horrible. They're the worst. They're an embarrassment. God, the Redskins suck. Go New York Giants. And I mean that, because you know what that team's got? Heart.
You gotta have heart.
No talent. Are you kidding me? Kerry Collins sucks.
He looked pretty good, though, on Sunday.
He's 3-0.
You saw him, right? You watched that game, didn't you?
Yes, the Giants game. I watched the Giants.
Yeah,
the
one long
game.
Bomb he made. You know, he threw
yes,
that in.
Yes, right, Hilliard.
Right,
yes.
Right in the breadbasket. Actually, I think it was the rookie guy, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think it might have been Ike Hilliard, though.
I think he completed
one. Or maybe Amani, it's not a tumor.
I don't have a tumor. I forgot the name of the new guy.
All I know is that the Redskins should just shut up.
Just
shut up. Charging for training camp. We got the $1 million stadium. We got the fireworks show. We got the guys coming out of the ceiling. We got the fireworks. Look, we got all the great players. You guys suck. Cleveland has a better record than the Washington Redskins.
This man is angry.
Yes, he is.
I really am. God, I am.
You just got yourself into a funk again about the Redskins.
Momentarily, I did, because Rob put the music in there.
I know. And just think of the wonderful calls we've been getting.
I didn't need to hear that music again. I just didn't need to hear it. You know, the bad stuff around here, the equipment and stuff, I'll deal with it. But, man, the Redskins, that serious.
You think there's just no chance they have it?
Listen, it doesn't matter to me now because I am emotionally...
Detached.
You know what?
You severed the emotional connection.
The Redskins are dead to me.
Wow. Forever?
Until they get some new guys in place.
New guys as in players or new guys as in
you interpret that any way you like.
Oh, boy.
The Redskins are dead to me.
Wow.
I will still watch them because that's the type of guy I am. But I will not actively root for them. I will instead root for the Giants or the Packers or the Raiders or any of the other teams.
I'm delighted that you're going to be rooting for the Giants. But it could be any team. You're just... throwing the Giants out there because they have a 3-0.
Yeah, because right now they're doing good.
So you'll abandon them as soon as they have one loss.
No, I'll be on the Giants thing for these 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because in 3 weeks they'll be at .500 if they lose their next three games.
Yeah, right.
But if they lose the next three games, one of those defeats would be at the hands of the Washington Redskins.
Ah, well then that guarantees that the Giants will not be at .500 after six games because they will beat the Washington Redskins on Sunday night.
You're angry about this team.
You're damn right I am. Bunch of show-offs. God damn it, look at us. We're the best team. Look at us. We got all the money. We got all the fancy stuff.
Right.
You lost to Dallas on Monday Night Football.
A lot of angry people at that stadium last night.
I'll bet.
Damn, that sucks. If you want to fire me from doing the pregame show for saying this on the regular show, I don't care. I'm just not impressed with the whole situation.
You still like the whole thing. Now, you wouldn't want to leave that, right?
No, I don't want to. But, I mean, they have said to me before...
Tone it down.
You know, don't say stuff about Snyder.
All you're doing, really, is saying what everybody else is saying.
That's true.
They suck.
There were a lot of people... I saw a lot of faces last night of people that really have their weeks ruined. I mean, that spend the money to go out there, that hang out in the traffic, that go through all that, You know,
and you know, Brad Johnson, listen, I will tell you something. I said this last night on the pregame show. I love you. Really, I love you. I love your attitude. I love the fact you're a team player. I love the fact that you're like a hillbilly guy and that you're not a big superstar. But just throw the damn ball to the right guy. That's all. Otherwise, get out. Put the scary guy in.
Jeff George, scary guy.
Put the psycho guy in.
Scary man.
Right. That's all. They suck.
That was an angry... That's one of the angriest venues I've ever seen was, FedEx Field.
And I have officially abandoned the Washington Redskins.
You know, if you do that...
If they go on to success, I will say, God bless them. I will be there to cover it if they go on to success. But in my heart...
They're dead to me. This means, you know, that if they pull it together and they get back on track and they do make it to the Super Bowl, you can cover them, but you can never really express true joy.
And I will not. As a matter of fact, I'll be sad because they'll make me look like a horse's ass for pouring my heart out today. Excuse me, Mike has a comment. I agree. www.egars.com. The best cigar site on the planet.
Oh, man.
I could not agree with you more. Absolutely, that sums it up. Let's go St. Louis.
A lot of unhappy people.
The Rams. There's a team that doesn't disappoint. Look at that man. Kurt Warner. What a man he is.
Now
and
you're going
I mean
from
that.
The Giants to the Rams now.
Well, it's because I got a lot of Rams on my fantasy team.
You do.
I do. I got what's his name, Warner, and I got Ricky Prohl, and I got Oz Hakim, and I got Torrey Holtz. I got a bunch of guys who got hard. Guys that play their asses off for me. They go out and they win those games.
For you.
For me. So I can be 3-0 in fantasy football.
You're having a great season in fantasy football.
And you saw the wad of money that I was just given by Charles Broyhill.
Another victory.
Another
victory.
I've already earned back the money it took me to join
You're
the
third, isn't it?
Second
one.
Second out of three.
Mm-hmm. You almost won last week, too.
Yeah, I'm the only undefeated team in the league, though.
You are.
God knows the Redskins could take some cues from me. Hello? I'm Mr. Winner. I can't help it.
Your table's ready, Mr. Winner.
I can't help
it. Mr. Scholarship Winner.
I can't help. I win at everything I do.
Phone call for Mr. Winner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
Rob, stop doing that. You're going to get yourself arrested. It's Richie from New York. How you guys doing down there?
Hey, Richie.
How are you? Don, first of all, I want to send my apologies. I didn't get to call you Friday or yesterday because you were at the Skins game. But happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you, Richard. You want to get me something nice for my birthday? Get me a nice New York Giants shirt.
Yeah, I only get true New York teams, and that'd have to be a Buffalo Bills shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
would that Giants play over in Jersey.
That's
over
right.
In Jersey there. So do the Jets. Those are Jersey teams.
They're my team now. The Giants are my team. Go team.
All right. I'll make an exception in your case.
Thank you, Richard.
But, hey, actually, I wanted to give Buzz a heads up on something.
What's that, Richard?
Buzz, I picked up two guys the other day from Chicago, and I had to drive them over to Jersey.
Right.
And they were looking for a news guy to put on the contract.
Oh.
Well, and right away your name came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around and said, listen, I happen to know the guy. I'm good friends with
him. Now, well, hold on. When you say to put on the contract, do you mean they wanted to kill him? Or do you mean that they wanted him to do some work for them?
No, well, I don't know. They just mentioned that they wanted to have a contract or something with them. And, these were very wise men. And I dropped them off over at a club over there in Jersey or something.
I just figured it out. Richard's not talking. You're going to be killed, Buzz.
That's what I give them to understand.
It's our gift to you, Buzz.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We paid for your murder.
You don't know who these men were. They were just wise men.
He's gone.
Oh.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, for the Redskins to get home field advantage, you know they got to go 11-2 over the next 13 games.
Yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening. Listen, I just got to call it like I see it. And if they were a little more humble, maybe I'd be there behind them.
Right.
But last night, frankly, I didn't need the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need all the who let the dogs out. You know, try winning a couple of goddamn football games in a row.
I think it would be a good idea to tone it down a little bit.
And maybe I'll respect you a little bit.
Hey, you know. Stop Deion, stop guard. Stop catching the ball with his face.
Dion's punt. That was not a happy moment. Dion did catch the ball right in his face.
He did.
That was after he got out there doing the look at me dance. Mm-hmm. You know, the standing on the 15-yard line with his arms out like this, like, hey, look at me. I'm something. Look at me. I'm Dion freaking Sanders. I don't speak to local media because I'm Deion Sanders. Well, do something.
I didn't know that he boycotts local media.
Yeah, he won't speak to local media. Only to national media.
Oh.
Because he's so important.
Yeah.
He's so scary good.
Mm-hmm.
So scary good. Can't even run back a widow touchdown. Can't catch a widow pass with it thrown right at him.
God, they're really pissed me off.
I know they are.
You're not alone. You know that.
I live here. I'll still watch them.
Everybody's pissed.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, my heart probably really still be with Green Bay. And I'll follow the Giants and the Rams because of Kurt Warner and Tampa Bay because they're good.
Yeah.
And I like good teams.
So you'll root? Let me see if I've got this straight. If I'm trying to keep score, you're going to root for everyone who's good.
Yeah.
And
except Green Bay. You know what? Green Bay sucks.
Uh-huh.
But I'll continue to root for Green Bay because they're not dancing. They're not out there having self-congratulatory parades saying, look at us, we're great.
Your heart has always been with Green Bay. I can tell when you go through like a collectible show and it's all about the Packers.
But they're not out there saying, look at me, I'm great.
Right.
I saw that game on Sunday. Green Bay sucks too. 6-3, please, the Eagles? Damn, they should shoot that whole team.
That was my fantasy running back and fantasy receiver on that.
Antonio Freeman and Dorsey Levens?
Yes, that
I thought you could save on a bullet.
Yeah.
You line those guys up together, one bullet goes through one guy's head, travels through the air, goes right through the other guy's head. You kill both of them with one bullet.
You sound like you're angry at the Packers, too.
I am, but not as mad as I am at the Redskins.
I understand this.
So I don't expect anything from the Packers. But the Redskins, and the reason I expect something from the Redskins is that they've told me.
They told you they were going to be good.
For the last 6 months. That's what they've told me.
There's a lesson to be learned here for all sports franchises.
When they charge for training camp.
Don't act like the Super Bowl champion until you are the Super Bowl champion.
Right.
And that is absolutely true in the way you treat media and the way you, treat the fans.
Absolutely.
Just win a goddamn game.
And put some more porta potties outside the stadium.
Just win a game.
Please,
win,
for the love of God.
Win a game.
And, you know, put some outdoor things out there somewhere. As a matter of fact, make a whole trough of a urinal around the entire perimeter of the stadium.
Because, frankly, the Carolina game was not a victory. That was a loss. It will go down as a win.
Uh-huh.
But in my heart, I knew that was a loss. The Redskins are 0-3, actually.
You've touched your heart more times than I've ever seen you today. From your ticker.
Mm-hmm. I mean it, man. From my ticker. God damn it. Stop dancing.
I'm sorry. Very frustrating.
Kick somebody's ass.
You might be surprised. They might come back.
Hello?
Yes, you would be surprised.
They come back. It'll mean nothing to me. I'll watch it, but I won't root for them. I won't. I mean, how many times you got to get effed?
Hey, man, I got to tell you, man, I couldn't stand you for the longest time, but negative over George Bush, they hate the Redskins. I'm
right
there with you, brother.
I'm winning you over. I know. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's happening, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
My radio dogs.
Right.
Hey, you guys are acting prejudiced today, man.
Pardon me?
You guys are acting prejudiced today.
We're acting prejudice? How are we acting prejudice?
Just all the brothers that call, man.
How are we what brothers are we dissing? The one idiot?
Yeah.
And we're an equal opportunity fighter here. We'll fight with anybody who wants to call and bust our balls.
No, I'm just playing, man. The reason I called, I want to cheer up Don.
Impossible.
I don't like him down like this. He's oppressing me.
I'm fine, man. I'm fine. I'm just telling you. You know, if goddamn, if only the Washington Redskins cared half as much as I care.
Hey,
they'd be on top of the world.
I'm a Cornell Stewart. So I mean, I'm a Steelers fan, so
No.
Please, Cornell.
I can instantaneously change your mood.
Al,
reach into your front right pocket.
My fantasy money.
Thank you,
Kurt Warner.
I remember that. I mean, they're nothing like winning the pool and to do it two times.
That's nice to win the pot.
Oh, it's the best.
That's sweet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, the reason Dion does that with his hands and stuff. And the same thing with Cunningham is because they're looking up at the heavens. And I'm not rolling. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, because God really cares about who's going to win a football game.
No, I know he doesn't.
No, of course, please. You know, that's the bull ass.
God is a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
No, wait, don't hang up. Now, you know, He already hung up?
No.
No, okay. You know where Dion? The reason...
There, I hung up there. I just gave him just a little more time.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's... I think it's going to turn around for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Benedict Arnold.
Hey, listen. Oh, Benedict Arnold.
The first traitor call. I was wondering when we were going to get a call like this.
And what's wrong with being angry? Because they suck ass.
You can be angry. You don't have to switch to some other loser team.
Sure I can.
That's a pussy move.
That's not a pussy move. Do you know how many years I've supported them and they've done dick?
No.
Okay, the entire time that Norv's been the coach.
Well, you've invested all that time. You can't just wuss out now.
Sure I can. Not to mention the fact we own season tickets. I got to pay $8,000 a year so my wife and I and my son can sit and watch that crap.
You are detaching yourself emotionally from this team because they have hurt you too many times.
Damned right.
I've said that about the Red Sox, and I have a disease.
See, you know what?
I am unable to detach myself from the Red Sox, and it hurts me. It hurts me every year.
I'm the woman on Cops who's being beaten, and you know what I say? I say, take him away.
You're right.
I'm pressing charges, officer.
And I'm the woman standing on the porch with the swollen eye that bursts into tears and runs down to the officer and says, I'm not going to press charges.
I love
Bring him back. Bring the Boston Red Sox back into my marital bed.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Donnie, you know what you are?
What?
You're the voice of the people.
The voice of reason, for Jesus Christ's sake.
You know, you're a prophet.
Thank you.
You are Jesus.
Thank you.
Sanders loves you.
Finally, a sensible call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I gotta tell you, what do you guys think stinks worse? Matt Miller.
Turn your radio down.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
I gotta ask you, what stinks worse, Matt Millen's fart or the way Brad Johnson played last night?
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
I was waiting for an answer.
By the way, Brad Johnson played last night.
Okay.
And that was a bad fart you had, too.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm sure glad you're talking about football. I think it's just a matter of time before Danny Boy realizes that even you could teach them a two-minute drill where they can pass and get the ball.
Thank you, Genius. Although he does make an excellent point. I mean, what the F was going on at the end of that game, right?
You know,
clock management?
But you know what's happened here? The reason, it's one thing when they have a bad season. If the Redskins lose games, that's a big story in this town. But what's happened this year is I've never seen it with any professional team where it's been so oversold and so overhyped to really just create the buzz about the team. And now they're not delivering, and people are so much angrier that if they just come out like most NFL teams that are in the middle of the pack and said, you know, we're gonna give it a try, and but this team is so overcovered and so overexploited that the people now are going mental.
We're pissed
because they're 1-2. Only because it wouldn't have happened this bad if there weren't the expectations. But you know, how many times have we seen the Redskins get a Heath Shuler or a Desmond Howard, where they come in and they're saying, hey, this is it. It's ready for the Super Bowl like that. And that's when the fans get pissed.
That's why we're done. Emotionally, we're done.
Right.
They're out of my life. Hello. Until tomorrow when I have to go to Redskins Park.
Oh, then you are going
to interview one of them.
You going to wear burgundy tomorrow?
No, I will wear black tomorrow to Redskins Park.
Ooh.
I swear to God I will. Because I'm in mourning.
Who's the guy out there on the trench coat?
Hello.
I tell you what, those guys really do not pay attention to the ball game. They're totally clueless, those guys.
Which guy? You talking about the Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Hey, one more thing.
What?
The Steelers, at least they can't play the end of the game like they did, the Steelers did. God, they...
Right. Well said. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, the end of the Steelers game was like a freaking Chinese fire drill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Okay, the very end of the Steelers game, that idiot quarterback Kent Graham...
Right.
They're losing by 3.
Former Giant.
And there's 11 seconds left.
Right.
So what do you do if you're the quarterback? You go back to pass. If nobody's open, you throw the ball out of the end zone, stop the clock, kick a field goal, go to overtime. He goes back to pass. The clock is running down. He takes a sack.
Yeah.
And then with the clock running, 6, 5, 4, they're trying to get their field goal team out on the field while the offense runs out. And the Cleveland players are just standing there laughing at him. 4, 3, 2, 1. Pittsburgh loses.
Kent Graham, a great quarterback, great tradition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a little something to cheer you up, Don.
Yeah.
Check this out.
All right.
All right, I want you to tell me what movie this is, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, how's it go? All right, here we go.
All right, he's going to recite a line from a movie.
Okay, all right. You know who I am, right? The Predator.
The Predator guy, okay.
All right, check this out. He's a fountain of misplaced rage, you know? Named your cliche. Mother held him enough. Or should I say mother didn't hold him enough, held him too much. Now, actually, moments of levity causes him pain. What's wrong with that guy? My first guess would be a lot.
I don't know what movie it is. You make me laugh when you do it. What's the movie?
Con Air.
Con Air.
Oh, Con Air. Okay.
He likes his action adventure films.
I like Con Air. Con Air's a good movie.
Hey, can I make a request?
Go ahead.
For the next time you call in a gangster movie.
Gangster movie?
Yeah.
No doubt. I can do that for you.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Con Air. Good movie.
Good airline.
That'd be a good title for a porno.
Mm-hmm.
C-U-N Toledo, yeah. Air.
Right. You know, they listen to us. You'll see it on shelves next month.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I had to suffer a double humiliation last night. Not only did the Redskins lose, but I made the misfortune of marrying a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I almost ended in a divorce last night.
Well, only one solution there.
I know. I hate to say it.
When you're in that situation, you got to think, what would O.J. do? What would O.J. do if he was married to a Cowboys fan?
Oh, my God.
Take my advice, my friend. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or... Outrageous, if you please.
Good thing that's happened out of today's show is we decided how we're giving away a trip to Los Angeles on Friday. Friday we're giving away a vacation for two to Los Angeles, courtesy of the National Enquirer's Uncovered. National Enquirer Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. Weekdays on Fox.
All right.
What we're going to be doing is accepting your tapes, guys and girls, tapes of you J-O-ing. Not full frontal J-O-ing, just from the shoulder up.
Just kind of a headshot.
Get yourself, you know, a nice tripod, mm-hmm. or get a partner to take a videotape of you, you know, J-O-ing.
Right.
Send us the tape, because that would be damn funny to see guys J-O-ing, to see their faces and see girls' faces.
Absolutely, and then the best... You know,
wins the trip to LA.
Totally subjective, but we'll pick a winner.
And, you know, I know it's kind of gay. Said that this, the moment I said it, it's very gay.
Very gay.
The first thing I said is, I know it's gay, but I think it would be funny.
Right.
To watch guys J.O.
I think the concept is funny, and I think when we get the tapes, it's going to be even funnier. And yes, I do think it's gay.
So what you want to do is bring your tapes down or send them to us. You can send them from anywhere in America, guys and girls. Just from the shoulders up. Now, keep in mind, we're giving away this trip on Friday, so you got to get your tape in the mail now. If you live out of town, you better FedEx it to us.
Right now.
That's Don and Mike's J.O. contest. Care of CBS.
Oh, we don't even have a logo.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. 22030. Right. That's the number.
Very good.
And listen, if you see any geese, you're disqualified.
Yeah, anything like that, you're out of the...
And that guy who calls all the time and says he can go 15 feet?
Right.
Forget it.
No, none of that. We'll have none of that.
It's just shoulder, face.
Yeah, we want to be protected from that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And until Friday, keep them coming.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Eric. I'm a New York listener.
Hi there, Eric.
How's it going, guys?
Going great, thanks.
I listen to you every day at 7, right after Opie and Anthony on NEW up here.
We thank you for that.
No, thank you for the hours of entertainment. But I wanted to know, when are you coming back up to NEW?
I think we're going to get back on that horse real soon.
Good.
Okay. Because I'm moving out of the area soon, and I don't know if I'll be able to pick you up where I'm going. So if you were up in NEW, I wanted to see maybe I could get a picture or something when you're...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what the hell. Yeah.
So, you know, you can always fly down here.
I think maybe
next week we're going to start going back to New York.
Thank you, my friend.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don Machine.
Time machine. Yes, we're in the future. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I know I've got a report for you for a your favorite survivor castaway, Miss Colleen.
She's like the Redskins to me. She's dead to me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, I had this cool information I wanted to share with you, but...
You know, I don't think we should take calls like this. I mean, no. Colleen stiffed us, and enough of Colleen.
Colleen C.
All
okay,
right, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Well,
C-word.
Cool, guys.
Colleen equals C.
See you in Toledo, then. All right, talk to you guys later, then.
Said she was going to be on the show, and then, you know, just stiffed us.
She's everywhere in D.C., get her picture taken in the newspaper. She's out with Greg from Survivor.
Canoeing.
Yeah. F her. Thursday, we're having a real woman on the show from Survivor. Sue the Dyke.
Yeah!
Sue the truck-driving Dyke is coming on the show on Thursday.
Fantastic.
Or maybe Wednesday. God, it's tomorrow's Wednesday, all right?
Yeah. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike said stiff. Hey, I just did a variation on the J.O.
The tape?
I'm doing it from his viewpoint. I put a little helmet cam on him, so you're going to see what my little pecker was, you know, what
he did. Oh, all right. Out of here. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I just had to turn on Home Team Sports. They got the Redskins show with Tony McGee on there.
Yeah?
And Dexter and Charles Mann are on there today. Some guy from Louisville, Kentucky just called up and said, Tony, got to tell you, I agree with Don and Mike. Brad Johnson needs to be yanked. And Tony McGee was kind of confused, and there was some nervous chuckles, and they kind of blew it off, but I thought that was hilarious.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, Don.
Hey, what?
Hey. It's hilarious hearing Bart now with his deep, deep voice. You ought to do another little bumper with him. Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money or I'll kick your ass.
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, Don and Mike, I got your gangster movie.
Oh, good, you already did it. Wow. Is this the Predator guy?
Yeah, this is him.
All right, go.
You ready?
Yeah.
And we're experts at gangster movies, so we should be able to get this. There's not many of them, so.
Did you get your own poo-poo? Did you get your own poo-poo? What's that?
Godfather Orange in the mouse scene?
What?
No, I have no idea.
What is that?
I was just fooling you. I got your movie, for real. That was just a joke, that first one.
Oh.
You ready?
It's another funny black guy. It's another one of the kings of comedy calling us today. Like it's Steve Harvey calling before it was D.L. Hughley.
Oh, damn, that show sucked, too. But anyway, check this out. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You come uptown. You come uptown. And bring your girlfriend. I'll answer for you. I know where your high yellow bitch is living.
Is that Goodfellas?
Nope. I'm telling you guys this.
You are? I have no idea.
Hoodlum.
Hoodlum?
Y'all didn't watch that? Bumpy Johnson? Dutch Schultz?
You got to give us a real gangster. Let me give you the real gangster movies.
All right, tell me what y'all prefer.
Any of the Godfathers.
Any of the Godfathers. White. Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Casino.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Come on, now. That's no challenge. Y'all know that.
Right.
It ain't been too many really serious Italian movies out there.
All right. Goodbye, Predator guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, man.
I just wanted to say that with all the hype and everything and the expectations that the fans have, this is the perfect noose for Norv Turner. It's just like Bobby Knight. We've set a standard that he can't possibly meet. He'll finally be out of here. Well, he should have been gone a while ago.
So even I'm getting bored with yelling about the Redskins, but I want to tell you something. I think this is in my heart. I think Norv gives a crap if he's fired or not. He's going to find another job.
Right.
I think he gives a rat's ass. He's probably waiting to be fired.
It might be a situation that, under Snyder. You know, like everybody else, we've heard the rumors.
Yeah.
The rumors.
He's a tough man to work with. he's demanding because he demands excellence.
You are so controversial.
Hello.
You went and said it.
Hello.
John.
Yes.
Hey, your contest.
Oh, the J.O. contest, right.
This is an all-time low, Don. You're sick. Sick in the head.
Send us your tape.
You're sending a tape, aren't you, sir?
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
You're sick.
Sick
in the head, Don.
Sick in the funny line would be, yes, it's in the mail.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hi.
Just wanted to call and say what's happening. Had a question for Buzz.
All right. I'll do my best.
Hey, I heard that you guys had that, what the hell was it? That,
Hey, good question.
Well put.
It sounds like he might have just got done with his entry for the J.O. contest.
Absolutely. Now, did you really have a question for Buzz?
No, I really do. I really do. I heard on the
No, you're not allowed to say Don't say
All right. I heard that show that you guys had yesterday about green turds. And that, you know, you had problems, you know, in that area.
Why are you so out of breath?
Because I just got done moving a bunch of crap in his girlfriend's backyard.
All right. Mm-hmm. What about Buzz's colonic episodes?
I heard something yesterday that...
I had colon surgery, if that's what you're asking
me. Yeah,
about.
I heard you knew a bunch about, you know, BMs.
Well, I know a little. I've had a lifetime of experience.
Well, I had a colored BM yesterday. A green colored BM.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you have to eat?
Well, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I had a couple of burritos from this burrito place, uh-huh. And that was it.
Was it olive green? Was it...
No, it was more like a... I want to say forest green. It was real deep.
Well, the only time you want to really be concerned is if they're black and tarry.
Really?
Yes.
Or when you see red. Red is not a good color.
Crimson
red.
Is something you want to avoid.
Red mucusy type stuff?
Well, generally, any red in your BM is not good.
Okay.
That would be blood.
Okay. Well, I don't have that so much as the green stuff. It was awful. It kind of scared me. I mean, it didn't hurt or nothing. It was just gross, and I thought you guys might know something about it.
I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, listen.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. I appreciate that.
Send us a sample along with your tape in the contest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ronaldo and Miguel.
Hi. Hola.
Today is my birthday.
Send us both. Send us a nice J.O. tape and a sample of your green BM.
There you go. We've gone totally into the land of the weird.
Hello.
I was going to ask if I could get a birthday spanking from Lisa.
No. Goodbye.
She said to call this week, though.
Of course she did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the Predator guy just took a colored BM, too.
All right, I get it.
Oh, God.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Oh, wait a minute. Who thinks that?
Is that The Godfather?
No. I think it might be Brasco.
No, that's Al Pacino, Godfather 3.
Godfather.
Godfather 3.
Oh, Godfather 3.
All right.
Hey, I'm pretty sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Now, what if I'm masturbating and, you know, you land back in your bed and it accidentally jumps up and hit me in my face? Does that automatically qualify me?
Yes. You're disqualified.
You're disqualified and you should also get into film.
You should rewind and start over again and make sure that doesn't happen.
Right. And do it right away.
Okay.
Okay?
And if you do it right away, it probably won't happen.
We don't want to see your baby juice.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. Bye-bye. People all over Washington now participating in this contest, probably as we speak.
Well, like everybody, hell, this is a national contest. They could FedEx these tapes in.
How many people in our audience right now doing that? Raise your hands.
Again, the address, Don and Mike J.O. Tape Contest, care of CBS. Make sure you're going to send us a tape of yourself J-O-ing. Put CBS on the envelope.
Oh, yeah, the I.
CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. Zip code?
22030.
It'd be best if you live in the D.C. area. Just bring the tapes by. We'll have the giant viewing party on Friday. And someone on Friday with the funniest J.O. tape wins a trip to Los Angeles. We're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in its tools, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Come on. They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Michael Merrin.
All right, then. Very quickly, I got one more Redskins thing. This might be total BS. You got a guy who claims he lives next door to Deion Sanders.
Really?
And he has a bullhorn. It's probably full of crap.
Yeah, usually these things are. Let's find out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, fellas. What's up? Hey, listen, I live like 2 houses from Deion Sanders. And I have a sign right now, and I got a couple of my friends out here. And we got a sign that says Deion sucks, and we got a bullhorn.
All right, let me
I know he's at the house because his car's parked right outside.
All right, let me hear you yell at Deion on your bullhorn.
All right, hold on. Hey, Deion, you suck! Give me back my goddamn $8 million! You freaking suck!
That's not even a bullhorn.
Is there some guy
screaming? He's flying about the bullhorn.
Just yelling.
Is there some guy screaming?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, how, was that, were you talking to the bullhorn there?
Hey, guys, he's standing right outside the window just looking at us. Laughing.
Oh, come on, you're full of BS.
No, I'm telling you. I can tell you where he lives exactly.
You don't even have a bullhorn.
I can give I don't have the bullhorn, but I can give
you yeah, all right.
All right, goodbye. Please, Jesus H. Christ.
He's standing looking at me right now.
Right.
He just came to the window.
He's nude. He's nude. He's aroused. Just making a tape for the J.O. content.
Hey, they're welcome.
He's wearing just his Jesus bandana. I just want to tell you just a couple of things from the weekend, and I know we got to get right to Buzz. The show has flown by today. That's what a little hatred for the local football team will do for you.
He'll speed things up very nicely. So
it's flown right by. We had a great, great birthday weekend.
Good.
All weekend long on TV land, they ran Dick Van Dyke.
So that's, you've got that going for you.
So what, virtually, anytime I wasn't doing anything with my family,
right,
I knew I could turn to channel 301 on DirecTV
and enjoy a half-hour sitcom.
And watch Dick Van Dyke, my favorite show of all time. And I considered that to be like a birthday present almost.
Cool.
So I would do something with my family, then I would come back home, turn TV on. It was always there, the Dick Van Dyke Channel. All your talk last week about hiring a personal trainer.
Yes.
Well, Frida says to me, you know, we belong to a gym here and we belong to a gym here. So on Saturday,
let me say hi to Brian Teets if he's listening.
On Saturday, she took me out and we joined another health club.
I thought you already joined one.
Well, we did, but the one that we joined is the one where we just have a monthly membership.
Right.
Where we just pass our key rings through, and frankly, it's not a real hotsy-totsy gym.
Right.
It's not a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we went and we joined a real nice one where they make you make a commitment and where you have to pay, I mean, they better blow me every time I go in there.
Just out of curiosity,
get a workout.
Write it down for me because I'm real curious because I've just done that myself and
all right,
I just want to see.
This is what we each had to pay, okay, just to walk in the door.
Wow.
And then we each pay that a month.
Wow.
Right. I mean, it's a nice place.
Yeah, well, it should be.
So we went over and we made the commitment that we were going to get this thing, and we were going to get back on our plan that she and I are going to work out together every morning. I'm going to come straight from taking Bart to school, and she's just going to meet me on the way, and we're going to get our workout in, and we're going to do all that crap. And the only thing that ruined it was as we were leaving this wonderful giant health club on Saturday, when she said to me, "Happy birthday." And I said,
"That was your birthday present?"
I said, "Happy birthday." She said, "Well, that was part of the present."
Uh-huh.
That was part of the present, the fact that we joined a new gym. So I went, "Well, yeah, right. No, I absolutely not motivated the J.O. there. Absolutely not his own." Okay. That's great. We're joining a gym. Happy birthday. So we got done with that on Saturday, and then we had a great dinner at Sam and Harry's,
right,
where they treated us right, and God, I wish I remember the name of the manager. I don't, for obvious reasons. But you're great, and the service was great, and the three of us had a great time. We come back home late Saturday night. We get up Sunday, and I'm thinking, now this is the beautiful day, because I didn't have to work on Sunday, didn't have to do the Redskins game, had not a care in the world. Frida said to me, "You barricade yourself in the basement, and you just watch the games." And she was going to take Bart on his date. And Bart had, "I will call it a date." He won't call it a date. I call it a date when a kid who's a sophomore in high school is going to meet a girl who's a senior in high school to go shopping at a mall and then get rid of Frida. I mean, is Frida took him to the mall.
Right.
He hooked up with this girl. He met the girl.
Right.
And then Frida left. She went to run other errands, and he called her when he was ready to be picked up.
Well, yeah, that's a date.
Yeah. And when he got back home, I was, you know, saying, "Hey, way to go. Out with an older woman. Out with a senior." And he was getting pissed because he thought I was busting his balls.
Right.
Not understanding that in my own way, I was trying to, you know, get that male thing going with him.
Sure.
You know, hey, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah, that's my boy. Uh-huh. That's my man. Of course, the whole time thinking that it was pretty safe because they were in a mall.
Yeah, I mean, malls can be.
Yes.
Weird.
And that's when I started thinking about that the malls could be a weird experience.
I mean, we've all seen the kids that hang out all the time at the malls.
Right. And this girl's a senior.
Right. As a matter of fact, in many homes, I'm sure parents will say things like, you don't want to be like those kids that hang out at the mall.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, he got all dressed up.
But he didn't hang out at the mall. He went to go shopping.
Hey, hola.
Hey.
Hey, do you want to talk about your thing on Sunday when you went to the mall?
No.
No? Okay, can I talk to Mom about that? Is she there?
No.
Why?
Can't talk about it.
Why? I mean, I already have a little.
Please stop.
I said was that you went to the mall with a senior.
And that's all you need to say.
Okay. Can you just tell us how old she is?
I'm not quite sure.
But she's a senior.
Yes.
And you're a sophomore.
Yes.
That's my boy. That's all I was.
How about them New York Jets, huh?
All right, bud. I love you. Let me talk to Mom. Not about that.
About what?
About what? I promise not about you.
About what?
I promise not about you.
About what?
Marty, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Put Mom on the phone, please.
Probably better songs. Ew.
No, put her on, please. That was a big discussion we had also. Frida bought some thong underwear this week.
Oh,
I thought maybe that was the rest of your birthday present.
No, and she was grossing him out by simply mentioning
it's disgusting.
By simply mentioning that she had bought thong underwear.
Ugh.
Your wife bought some thong underwear, huh?
Yes, she did.
Huh. I got it. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
And he was totally repulsed. I don't know, when was the night that we had sex recently when it was getting late? And we just said to him,
underwear.
We've never been this bold with him. Mm-hmm. We just said, hey, shut the door. We want to be alone. And he said, ah, you want to have sex.
Oh.
And we said, yes, that's right. Goodbye. Shut the door. Good night. Mm-hmm.
He's old enough to he knows about the birds and the bees.
Yes. Go down to your bedroom.
Not right.
Yeah. And then all weekend she was, you know, kept mentioning to him that she was wearing this thong underwear.
Oh, was my punishment for him when he would misbehave.
And of course, then he'd roll himself into a ball and just go, ah!
Say it was gross.
Yeah, but you do it for no reason at all.
Hang up, baby doll.
Okay.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
It was quite a big step for me.
All right,
I wanted to share it.
Listen, I promised him I would not discuss the girl at the mall beyond what I said.
Well, you don't know anything more than that. You can't discuss.
Well, what, do you know more than I do?
No, I mean, neither one of us know. I mean,
all right, and I know he doesn't want us to discuss that, but is that the fact that you know very little about it, is that what's got you concerned?
No, we know the girl.
Right.
The girl was in Spain.
Okay, Dad, he said that's enough.
Okay. I'll tell you all the
answer. Okay, okay.
Yeah, we know enough.
Okay.
We know enough, but we don't. But we don't know enough.
There's nothing to know.
I know, but still.
Is all I was trying to say.
But still, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Hey.
What?
Boo, hang up the phone. I've been protecting you.
Come on.
I've been protecting you.
Knock it off.
That's funny.
Listen, the last thing that I didn't mention from the weekend was the email from Simon.
Oh, it's so funny.
And I need some help on this. Now, Simon, you know the British guy?
Yeah, right.
Came to our house a couple of weeks ago, got drunk. I thought he was a great guy, called the show, totally bombed.
Uh-huh. He wanted to call again with his buddies on Friday.
And when I say he totally bombed, I don't mean he was drunk. I mean he called the show and he stunk. He stunk. Well,
we're beginning to realize it might be a British thing.
Frida, our neighbor Sarah called Frida and asked if it was all right. Simon wanted my email address, right? Isn't that what happened?
Right.
So I got this email on Sunday, and I'll share it with you now.
Okay.
Dear Don, many thanks from Morgan, the kids, and I for entertaining us so royally last weekend. I really feel guilty for being single-handedly responsible for sending you back to Recluseville. You're really a good guy. You should lighten up. The only regret is that we didn't meet Bart, but here's hoping there's another time. I enjoyed speaking with you on the radio. And here's the but. I'd love to do a regular slot as your brain in Britain. I thought we could do a weekly lowdown on Yanks in Britain, the Royals, my favorite sports, Brits on the Yanks, Yanks on the Brits, politicians, whatever SHI you decide. I'd love to start with a phone from my local pub this Friday.
Oh, man.
Do you think?
Oh, no.
Let's face it, I can't be a bed salesman for long. Who knows what doors might open?
Oh,
I look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, hang loose and don't have too many of those vodka martinis.
Oh, God.
Okay, you can have one. Kiss Frida for me, please. With love, Simon.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's kind of like a worst-case scenario.
It's all fine. I have discussed it with our neighbor, who's friends with him.
Now, keep in mind, after Simon was on the show, our neighbor Sarah, Simon called Sarah and asked her how he did.
He kind of knew he didn't do well.
And what did Sarah say to him?
And she verified that he didn't do well.
She told him that he sucked.
Right? Well, that's good. That's very nice of her to do.
She told him that he's awful, but he still sent an email.
Saying he wants to now be a regular part of the show.
Yeah, every Friday.
Yeah, she knew about the suggestion, too. And she said, you know, he's very thick-skinned, so you can tell him that no thanks, and he won't have his feelings hurt.
I think what I'm going to do is email him back.
Email is a wonderful way of communicating negative energy.
Now, you tell me, this is a nice way to give him the brush off. And I ran this by Frida. Are we running by you now, Mike?
All right.
I'm going to write him back and say, Simon, thanks, but we spend half our time in New York, half our time in D.C. We're very busy, blah, 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 blah. What I'd like to do is keep the option open to call you in the event that something big happens, like Princess Di running her car into a pole.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On those opportunities, please allow me the opportunity to call you to get a perspective from the British.
That's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing, don't you?
Let me tell you why that's a mistake.
Why?
What you're doing is you're still... He has taken that little phone call that you kind of... I'm sure I know how you offered it to him. Was, hey, give us a call sometime.
No,
it'll be great.
No.
He asked.
He asked. He said...
You gotta sever this head.
He said the last thing he said when he left the house is, don't forget to give me the phone number. Give me the phone number.
My darling, don't put that on him, because you were in love with him that night. Thank God for me that when you drink to excess, you fall in love with men.
All right, now Charlie Broyhill has entered the studio.
Hi, Charlie. I have a very easy way for you to fix this.
Well, I was going to... Let me tell him first what I was going to say. I was going to say, you simply say this was a one-time deal. We had a great time, but we don't want to... You know, we don't want to make it a regular, because if you give him even one shred, he's going to hold on to that. He's going to do what he did with that email.
All right, what do you think?
I was going to say, you have me call him and tell him no.
No, we like him.
That'd be a way to nip it in the butt.
I go with Mike's suggestion.
No, we really like him. I mean, we really thought he was a great guy. I mean, just because he's not a radio personality doesn't mean he wasn't a great guy.
You know, dear Simon, I know you might want to be, you know, I know you love the idea of being a regular feature.
He's forceful.
Yeah, but there's no way.
Right.
You do your usual Weasley thing. Don't be forceful, and then just not be available.
But Frida, do you agree that you got to kind of make it clear?
No, I think that's a good idea to call, because if he gives you his home number, half the time you'll get his wife. You know, which would be entertaining new way.
I will.
Unless you really do want to call him
on the air, no.
But see, that's why you should say, hey, thanks for the offer, but it was a wonderful one-time opportunity, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Our regular features on the show, unfortunately, are now filled, but we certainly enjoyed the one time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can do it in a nice way.
That's so mean. That's not
no,
nice,
that's,
though.
That's a form letter. And I don't think you should do that.
You know what? Here's what I'll do tomorrow. I will try to come up with two different versions
of... But do you agree with
the rejection letter?
You agree with...
No. I agree with you that I've got to be forceful, that even what I thought
not
was
necessarily forceful,
about,
you know,
as much as just
Wait,
clear.
Let me just say something on behalf of our personal life. We have very few friends on this side of the Atlantic. I don't want to start ditching them on the other side.
Oh, God, and I know. And last night at the game... People that we're not friends with anymore.
No, came up to me
and it was like, how come we're not friends anymore?
I know, and I miss them.
I said, not at the football game. Don't.
Well, anyway.
Don't ask me this now in front of 80,000 people.
Yeah, because I would like to start fixing our karma.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right, I'll fix it. Don't worry.
No, I do worry. That's why my karma is screwed up when I latched on to you.
Okay, listen, but Simon notwithstanding.
What?
The people who shall remain nameless, mm-hmm. who we are not social with anymore,
mm-hmm.
there's a reason that we're not social with them.
I know, but all can be fixed.
Yeah. See, that's where I disagree.
All right.
You know...
all right, we'll discuss it later. We haven't even discussed it yet. We'll discuss it later.
Let me just write down for Mike who it is.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I think so.
Let's see if we're playing...
Care Bear.
The match game.
Which one, you know... No, you surprised me with that.
Okay.
Sugar Bear,
yeah.
Don't go on until you chat with me.
All right, I won't.
All right, love you.
How sad that is. I can't say anything about my family now without getting their approval. Both of them. All right, honey.
All right, goodbye.
I love you. And listen, besides, like I always said to you, who needs friends? We have each other.
Yeah, well, that's enough for you.
Haven't you really been telling me recently how much you like me, like when you were having that fight with your sister? When you were telling me how much you like me, how much we have in common, how much we like talking together and being together.
Yeah, well, you know what? Patty Hearst liked her captors, too.
Boom!
All right.
Yeah. All right, goodbye, boo-boo.
Watch it. I'm going to talk about that fight with your sister.
Hey, hush. All right. Hush, whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. Well, you dropped the F-bomb on her.
Oh, okay. Hush. Really, hush. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, you know, now I know why I don't like to be on the other side of her gun. You know what I mean? You are so immune to it. You handle it in total stride. I'm that woman scares me sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'll write a couple of versions.
You understand what? You understand in general what I'm talking about.
That's
here,
why
right?
I asked here in this forum. Because
I think if you gave him that. Which is you think is a nice way of blowing off? He'll latch onto that and be.
That's why I asked Mike, because otherwise I would have sent him the letter that said, "Hey, if Princess Di runs into a pole, I'll call you."
That'll still give him like he'll still call. Telling him there's a chance.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I can't do.
Right.
Okay.
Give it to me straight.
I'll fix it. It's time now for news in the comments.
Yes,
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
uh-huh.
one man found a way to bring good news. To his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, another lesbian couple bites the dust.
Really? After Ellen and Anne? Who else is there?
Melissa Etheridge?
That's the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But who knew who her husband was?
Her husband?
You know what I mean, her lesbian husband. Her lesbian wife.
Oh, Julie Cypher, a longtime girlfriend. Just people who knew Melissa Etheridge knew that her girlfriend was Julie Cypher.
All right, everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
And David Crosby followed their baby.
And that was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? What's the word from Planet...
And dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, kids, listen, here's the deal. Friday, we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles.
All right.
A free vacation. Send us a videotape of you, Jay Owen. Now, don't think we're sick. Because we just want the tape from the neck and shoulder area up.
We don't want to see the bad spot.
We just want to see your face while you're doing it. Girls and guys, both.
And then no bodily fluids.
We are looking for the funniest tape because you know that song, Turning Japanese?
Absolutely.
That whole song is based on the faces the guys make when they J.O.
And if you're going to try to be an imposter, we'll know.
Oh, yeah, we'll find you. Crap detectors are ready. Send the tape of you J.O.ing. Either tape it yourself, put the VCR camera on a tripod or maybe on a dresser in your bedroom or have a friend tape you.
This is a picturing people doing this right now. It's probably happening as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Send the tape to Don and Mike's J.O. contest. Care of CBS. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia.
22030.
The contest is Friday. If you live in the D.C. Metro, you're lucky. Or you live in Baltimore? You can just bring the tape down to the studios anytime.
Absolutely.
We'll start watching them as soon as we get them.
Good.
Contest Friday. Funniest J.O. tape. Funniest natural J.O. tape.
That's right.
Wins a trip to Los Angeles. And I know there's tons of crap that disc jockeys do, and they always say, someone else has done this before.
Right.
I guarantee you, this one ain't been done before.
I don't think so.
Send us your J.O. tapes to win a trip to L.A. Now, here's a man who's no stranger to this topic, Buzz Burbank.
I'm Don and Mike. Say it isn't so. Now the other famous lesbian couple has broken up. After 12 years together, Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher have separated. The singer and her former girlfriend say their top priority now is to do what's best for their kids. Cypher gave birth to two children, both fathered by David Crosby. The kids are now 2 and 3 years old.
And they each weigh 200 pounds with giant walrus mustaches.
The tires that came standard on 98 and 99 Lincoln Navigators are being recalled. We are sending in more tires from Japan. I am Masatoshi Ono.
If you have a Lincoln Navigator, please note that we are making new tires for you in Japan now as we speak.
We are airlifting more tires from Japan. Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Bridgestone Firestone. These are not Firestones. They're Continental AG tires, and 160,000 of the 16-inchers are being called back to the factory.
Oh, hello.
Those 16-inchers.
Hello, this is the man from Continental AG tires.
Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Continental Tires.
We are very sorry. Our big 16-inchers are not paying off for you.
Hello, I'm Jacques Nasser. Get those tires off our cars.
It is Ford again. The problem is similar to the Firestone problem. The tread separates, but on the Continental tires, the tread actually blows clean off the tire.
Clean off.
Ford, which also makes the Lincoln Navigator, says there have been no reports of major accidents, fatalities, or serious injuries with these tires.
Oh, my God.
But the death count from the Firestone tires is now up to over 100. Another 15 names were added to that list today. Also today, Bridgestone Firestone announced it's considering shutting down the plant in Decatur, Illinois, where those tires were made.
Harold, take a memo, please. This is
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Chairman Bridgestone Firestone.
We will be closing down a Decatur, Illinois plant.
We are airlifting a new plant from Japan. The Olympics got
all of the Japanese workers will be up at 5:30 with the Happy to Be at Work song.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're all not at all. If anyone is right, while we are making new tires from Japan, they will wear the ribbons of shame.
Ribbons of shame. We are airlifting our workers and our factory from Japan. Masatoshi Ono, Chairman, Bridgestone Firestone. The Olympics got huge ratings when they opened on American television Friday night, but by the second night, the audience had dwindled to its lowest point in 20-some years.
There's a shock.
A lot of the blame goes to the 15-hour delay from the time the games are played in Australia to the time they're played back on videotape here in the U.S. Part of the blame goes to the NFL. CBS and Fox both easily beat NBC in the ratings on Sunday.
Of course.
The Olympics are helping NBC beat the other networks in other time periods, but they're still not getting the big audience the network promised its advertisers. That means NBC may have to give those advertisers free commercial time in other shows to make up for the missing viewers.
Thank you, Buzz. We got to do a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's me and his money.
Reminding you to pull out. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You know, we never get guests on the show, but we do have something coming soon.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, Sue the truck driver from Survivor. Fantastic.
We were going to have Colleen Cunny on, but, you know, she's dead to us now, like the Redskins.
Sue's famous for what she said, was it Kelly at the very end?
Yeah.
She was, gave that whole spiel to Kelly about how she wouldn't, you know, stop and save her if she was in a ditch.
If you're dying of thirst, that's what it is. I wouldn't give you a drink of water. I'd leave you there for the vultures.
That's it. You remember that.
Yeah, Sue's coming on the show tomorrow.
Excellent.
Thursday, famous wrestler, The Edge.
Ooh, The Edge.
Right, from WWF. And Mike, next week, are you ready for real pressure?
Yeah, I'm scared. You're all scaring me about this.
Candace Bushnell, mm-hmm. the creator of Sex and the City, and a girl who Mike had the chance to lay some pipe on in high school and did not.
Well, I don't think I had the chance, really. I think it was made very clear to me that I didn't have the chance.
She will be coming in to promote her new book, but more importantly, mm-hmm. we will be asking her all about her relationship with young Mike O'Mara.
Excellent. Young, studly Mike O'Mara, wearing his Dracula tuxedo. Red, I mean really, red, bright red,
wow.
Blood red, ruffled shirt, for big black tie, man. It was the 70s.
And there's never been motivation for you to work out.
Yeah, but it's too late.
Drop a couple of pounds. I know.
You know, it's not like I'm going to transform myself to senior year in high school by next week.
Yeah, right. I think it's Tuesday that he's coming in.
You know, this trainer guy has me on his, like, year program that I got to be on. So we should be where you want to be within the year. I'm like, oh, good.
Can't you help me by that?
Tuesday. And everybody's been saying, Candace isn't going to recognize you. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, all right. I mean, you know, I will. It's been so many years. It's it's going to be, you know, I hope she remembers.
And wait till I tell her the stories I've made up.
Don't.
The stories that I've made up about what you've told me.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you? What could I do to...
A little bit. I won't do it bad.
Okay.
I won't do it real bad.
Okay.
Sure. Like when I told you I was going to say that she was your first anal.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
I won't say
I'm
that.
I'm so scared.
Don't be scared. It'll be fun.
I'm very, very frightened.
Oh, it'll be fun.
I'm very frightened, you know. Not that, you know, I mean, this is a person I don't have any contact with anymore, but, you know, it was a prom date, you know, back 1976. 76. God, I'm old.
Buzz, we have a newsmaker interrupting the news right now. Let's go right to our newsmaker hotline. Hello?
Good to be.
No.
Oh, it's Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
40.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Hey, dog.
What's going on, dog?
I feel you.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, listen, dog.
What's going on?
I think we might need you to come down here Friday to help us judge this J.O. contest. What do you say?
You come,
you come down and have some 40s and help us decide who the funniest J.O.er is.
Hold on, man. If I understood correctly, only thing visible is the face, right?
Right, yeah, just the face and the shoulders.
Funny. I was wondering about that. I was like, come on.
We need the help. And when you come down, I also want to talk to you about a possible trip to Detroit.
Right.
I'd like you to take.
Okay.
You and a stranger go to see Mike Tyson and who's that big dumb white guy?
Galata,
Andrew
Galata.
Galata, right. Yeah.
Both of the gentlemen had issues.
Right.
Hey, that's cool.
40, hold on a second. We need you down here Friday for the judging, okay?
That's Friday, all right,
hold on a second.
All right. Hey.
What?
I wanted you to do me a favor.
Of course, 40.
Tell the Predator dude that it's funnier when he just calls and does it. Because, like, when he calls and he preempts it, he's like, you ready? It's funnier when he just does it.
Because
the last one he did with the Predator was hilarious. He's like, my men were on that plane.
I got you. Tips from one showman to another.
There you go. 40, give him some advice.
Hold on, Mr. 40.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, Lisa, make sure you remind him. Come down Friday. Help us judge the J.O.s.
And remind him.
Now again, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The actor who plays Tony Soprano has just gotten his second raise in 2 years. Now that he's won the Emmy for Best Actor in a Drama, James Gandolfini signed a deal with HBO for an estimated $10 million.
What?
Yeah. $10 million, Tony.
Wait a minute. I'm getting $10 million.
$10 million.
To just do the show?
That's right. Well, and some other HBO projects, yeah.
What?
Yeah. $10 million.
$10 million.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million.
Yeah.
$10 million.
That's a lot of ziti, huh?
That's a lot of boxes of ziti. I might tell you, I never thought I'd make $10 million. $10 million to be on a show, every show. Jesus. I can't believe I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm going to go off the Prozac.
If you've been eating the grocery store version of Taco Bell taco shells, you may have been eating some bitchly cow corn.
Really, Buzz?
The government's investigating to see if the corn used in those shells is genetically engineered to kill a kind of insect.
We are airlifting more taco shells now from Japan.
Hello. This is Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono, Chairman Taco Bell.
Hello, I am CEO of Taco Bell. We are so sorry that our new taco shells are making you sick. We are everything. Many taco shells from Japan.
The taco shells made in America were made with genetically engineered corn to make you go sterile.
And now with more, here is my friend, Jack Nasser from Ford.
Hello. At Taco Bell, we want you to know your safety is our priority.
It is reportedly corn that's not approved for human consumption, corn meant only for cows and other farm animals.
A group opposed to the bioengineering of food is making the accusation and says the corn could cause nausea and allergic reactions in humans.
it's recycled corn.
Oh, dear.
It's corn that's been harvested. Harvested in a different way.
Over 90% of us say we wash our hands when we visit the restroom, but only 2 out of 3 of us actually do it.
Well, you better do it after you get that recycled corn.
A new study compares what we say about our hygiene to what researchers observed in the real world.
Oh, I hate these stories.
Men are the worst, of course. 92% of us say we wash, but only 58% of us do.
Wow.
That's over 1 out of 2.
What about those of us who wash our hands the way a cat washes himself? Oh. What about those of us who just lick ourselves clean?
You're your greatest enemy, I think.
And when you do that, you really do look like a cat with your chin going up and down. It's amazing.
97% of women say they wash after going to the bathroom, but only 75% really do. And things have gotten worse. At New York's Grand Central Station, only 49% of the commuters washed their hands. That's down from 60% 4 years ago.
49%? Let me ask a man who just came out of the bath.
Oh, good.
Did you wash your hands?
A little bit hurting.
Listen, answer me in plain English. Did you wash your hands?
There's not a chance.
Oh, that's horrible. Thank you. And that doesn't bother you?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Right, you heard it.
Yes, bitch slapping.
Not bitch slapping. You went to the bathroom. You didn't wash your hands.
Oh.
You're moved by that.
I know. It's funny that he's got urine all over his hands.
That's good. It's a good thing.
That's what he thinks.
Why?
Well, I don't know why you like that, John.
You never know.
Yeah, Johnny, just wash your hands next time.
He's a schoolyard bully.
No, he's not.
They're going to blow.
Now I don't even know what he's... Are you talking about going to the bathroom or something else?
I think I might.
He's talking in his code again.
He's off the deep end. Nobody will be charged with anything. Despite the death of a young man on the jetliner last month, 19-year-old Jonathan Burton of Las Vegas got out of his Southwest Airlines seat in a rage. He began hitting passengers and pounding on the cockpit door.
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
There he is.
It took 8 of the planes...
The dead guy.
It took 8 of the planes, 120 passengers, to subdue the guy, and in the process, they suffocated him. His family...
Gotta hate them.
His family hasn't decided whether to sue. His mom says he was in a good frame of mind when she dropped him off at the airport, but...
She gets around.
But she admits he watched a TV report about plane crashes the night before.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
He was pretty agitated, you know.
Very agitated.
The tape from him on the plane.
Silly, you might want to check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
Silly.
Buzz, let me break in here.
All right.
Hold on. We'll be back. Another full segment of news and the comments. Was that all on the dead guy?
That's it on the dead guy.
Right. Right. Was that all on the dead guy?
Oh, what could it be?
Right. That was it. We'll be back with more.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half.
Don and Mike.
Do you really give Karen Stone that much pleasure?
Used it like a toilet.
Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Officials in New York say the city's bottled water scare is probably an accident and not a case of criminal tampering.
Ah.
After checking 31 reports, police and FBI agents found only 4 instances of contaminated water, and one of those was a hoax.
This water smells like feces.
It's good you smell it first. Mm-hmm. Medical experts are blaming mass hysteria for the rest of the reports.
Mm.
Police say the few tainted bottles of water that were found contained only small amounts of ammonia. They say those bottles were probably contaminated when they were stored too close to some cleaning supplies.
Yeah, it's delicious, though. It smells like poop, but it tastes delicious.
And just because Kathy Lee Gifford isn't on daily television anymore doesn't mean she's still not a target. TV Land, which is promoting a Charlie's Angels marathon, says Kathy Lee tried out to be a replacement angel, but was told she wasn't pretty enough.
Good, good, good.
And in his upcoming second autobiography, Regis Philbin says he never had the hots for Kathy Lee.
I could care less about her.
Now, Rob, aren't we going to have an excerpt from that book? Are you going to have that for tomorrow's show?
Yeah, I'll have it. It's just, it's so ridiculous, it's almost not even good for our uses. I mean, it's all in Regis' first person about how he grew up and how important he is, and it's written in that Regis cadence where it's like little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, and then a sentence all in caps because it's Regis screaming.
I can't believe it. I was born in a box.
Well, we will have that for you tomorrow.
Okay.
From the current Us magazine.
I never wanted to ask her.
And Who Wants to Be Me, which is due out next week, Regis says there was more sexual tension between him and his urologist than there was between him and Kathy Lee.
Yes, sirree. Time for the exam again.
Hello, Regis.
How you doing, Mr. Urologist?
Now, I know that this is the fifth time this week.
Yes, I need that prostate checked.
All right, what I want you to do is bend over. Now, what kind of music did you like again?
I like the AC/DC. There you go, doctor.
He's no Wilt Chamberlain, but actor Charlie Sheen says he's slept with at least 5,000 women.
Wow.
Good for him. In an interview with Maxim magazine, Sheen says he's had porn stars and the girl next door type. When asked to choose one over the other, Sheen replied, "It's more fun to get them both in the same room." He says it's hard to convince porn stars they're not on camera and that they're not being paid to perform. His adult star friends include Ginger Lynn Allen and Brittany Ashland. Sheen, who says he enjoys threesomes, also says his girlfriends have nicknamed him the machine.
He's lucky he doesn't have crabs. Buzz, one more, please.
Let's say this one. The state of Texas has a real legal mess on its hands with Jessica and Robin Wicks. Robin and Jessica got married even though they consider themselves lesbians. Turns out that's legal in Texas because Jessica was born a male.
Hi.
The law in Texas is based on chromosomes.
Hi, Regis. I love you, Regis.
If two people with the same chromosomes want to marry, they can't. But if they have different chromosomes, they can. Jessica has the male chromosome, only her attitude and the hormone shots make her a woman.
Dot all the X's and cross all the Y's.
Texas has to live with that because it recently denied death benefits to a widow once it discovered she used to be a he. That case is headed for the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Buzz. And there are the toe tappers. One last prize package we've selected especially for you on today's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Call Lisa right now. She's standing by. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 1-800.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
America's most cunning linguists, Don and Mike.
Now listen, don't forget, we want to see those J.O. tapes. Keep them coming. Want to start seeing them tomorrow. Shoulders up, please. No dirty parts. Got to have them by Friday. Send your tape of yourself J.O.ing to Dynamite J.O., CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Right.
Or if you live in the D.C. metro area, Baltimore, hell, Pennsylvania, bring them on down.
Come on.
Big show's on Friday, but we will start screening the tapes as soon as we get them.
Excellent.
As we give away a free vacation for two to sunny Los Angeles on Friday. We make more radio history with our big J.O. contest. Send us your tape. Just from the shoulders up.
You know you want to.
And you know we want you to.
Of course we do.
All of us.
In sports.
Even those who aren't saying anything now.
Like Buzz or Rob.
Come on! Okay. Don't let him see it! I want to see it!
Send him the tapes.
There you go.
We want to see him.
Facial expression.
Thanks for joining us on that one, boys.
All right, Buzzy.
In sports, the Cleveland Browns have released Orlando Brown. He hasn't played since he got hit in the eye by a referee's flag last season.
Cleveland Browns are 2-1, incidentally.
The flag appears to have permanently damaged the offensive tackle's right eye. He says the vision in that eye is still blurry.
Better record than the Washington Redskins, the Cleveland Browns.
Well, but Brown says, Orlando Brown says he hopes to play again. From our Takes One to No One department, John McEnroe says the two biggest female stars in tennis need some humble pie. In a British paper, Mac writes that the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, lack respect and humility. He's also critical of Serena's comment that she'd like to play against men. He says there are men who could outplay her. McEnroe denies he's challenged the sisters to a match, but he says Donald Trump has offered him $1 million to do it.
He'd get his ass kicked.
And finally,
McEnroe against one of the Williams
Venus
sisters?
Venus or Serena?
Yeah, either one. Venus, Serena, kick his ass 1,000 times out of 1,000 times.
You may be right. They get that chance. Finally, Dolly Parton's breasts are about to get bigger.
She's in a new IMAX movie.
This little girl has knocker.
Oh, about country music.
Oh, I thought you were like, going to roller coaster down her cleavage.
Barton says she's already larger than life. Now she says she'll be, quote, bigger than a cow.
But she's got some cheesy-ass breasts, man.
I bet they look like, you know, they've had so much work done that they're probably kind of nasty.
Yeah, they get to the point where big,
veiny.
Big is big, but then they get to be like, who was that stripper? Was her name?
Nikki Morgan? Or
no, Nikki Knockers.
Nikki Knockers and Morgana.
Yeah. Oh.
Remember Morgana?
Oh, she came in and kissed us one day on the show.
I smelled root beer.
Yuck.
And in Denmark, tax officials have ruled that a woman who works in a massage parlor can legally deduct the cost of her breast implants. The Tax Appeals Board says the surgery was a legitimate business investment.
That's true.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Normally, I have a witty aside.
I know, I was a little too serious on that one.
Simply a true political statement. It's true. It was almost said, like, passionately.
That's BS.
That's BS. It's true, Rob. All right, gotta go. Listen. Send your dates in for the J.O. contest.
Please.
Tomorrow, Sue the Dyke, truck driver from Survivor on the show.
Yeah.
Thursday, Wrestler the Edge.
The Edge!
And then Friday, we'll be watching all of your J.O. tapes.
Yay!
And hopefully we'll have some tomorrow. Only tomorrow, coming back on the show, the girl who sat naked in the studio to meet the guy to go to Iceland with.
Uh-huh.
She went out on a date with him.
Fantastic. Oh.
They're going on the date tonight as we speak.
Wow.
We will find out the results of that date on tomorrow's episode.
Good. I'm looking forward to talking to her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What is your name?
This is Dave Franovich. What's up, guys?
Dave, where are you from?
Rockville.
Dave, call 100, and you have won WWF Unforgiven. You win the WWF Unforgiven prize pack, courtesy of Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. WWF Unforgiven, in demand Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pay per view. Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
You got it.
We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. See you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Buddy.
Trusted friend. Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it
after all. Not your fault.
No,
thank you. Not your fault.
I agree with you on that.
No, that's the worst game I've ever played, and I'd like to apologize to the fans.
We will see you tomorrow. Go Giants!
So we meet again. Son of the machine is saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.